You're now entering the corking room. This is where the final step in the bottling process happens, where we prepare all the corks for all the bottles of Brunello that you saw earlier.
This is PFW in progress.
I've always actually wondered about that. How do you cork the bottles?
Excellent question, Mabella. As you can see, we are soaking all the corks in this room right now.
PFW in progress.
These three guys right here are some of the most talented cork soakers. Say hello, you old cork soakers.
With Fred Kirsch.
Now, I'm curious, how does one become a cork soaker?
As we are like to say, cork soakers are born, not made.
Paul Perillo.
Luigi here was simply born to soak cork.
I love soaking a cork. I could soak a cork all the night long if they let me.
And Andy. And Andy?
So, are all corks the same?
Oh, no. I like to soak the big, thick cork.
Andy Hart.
The great thing about the cork soaking is that while you are soaking the cork, you can also massage at the grapes.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
Could you teach me how to soak cork?
You know, when are you walking in here? I could have sworn you're already an expert cork soaker.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Thank you. I dabbled in college.
PFW in progress.
Do you ever run out of corks to soak?
This one vintage was unusually large, and I thought Giuseppe would need the extra corks.
And I thought Marcello would need more corks.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
So we soaked each other's corks at the same time.
Welcome once again to PFW in progress on Patriots.com. Gillette Stadium, and as always, we need to announce our presenting sponsor of the day, and that's Chris Simonelli, who did a fine job sending us a great Papagino's lunch, the subs, the buffalo wings, the salads for the guys that are pretending to eat healthy but while slapping bacon, cheese, chicken, and buffalo wings on top of the salads. So it's a bed of lettuce on with fat on top of it, you lard asses. But Paul and I are just honest. We eat subs, we eat wings, and we do what we do.
That's what I do.
We get it done.
Right. We're kind of like the Jacksonville defense, you know. We don't kind of venture outside the box. We just do what we do.
Yeah.
Which is why the Patriots are going to crush Jacksonville today, as we found out today.
We're kind of like the Jacksonville defense. We're good, but we're not good enough. We're not on
real
radio.
We're not good enough to get it done. That's why we're on the internet.
Serious. I got terrible headphones on right now. Terrible. Echoing throughout my ears, like rattling. They say Bose on them, but they feel like low-level crap headphones.
Mine are fine.
I might have to make a change at some point. Anyway.
I can hear you.
It's Thursday afternoon, although it's sort of a Friday. But it's sort of, no, it's not a Friday.
No, it is. It's like a Friday at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, Friday at Gillette Stadium because there's no media access tomorrow. Bill Belichick had a press conference today, and we are lucky that Fred Kirsch was not in attendance because there were a lot of things that if you're going to do the old read between the lines and look at more of the...
No one does that like Fred.
Fred is the best at it. He showed up first and foremost in a blue sweatshirt, Patriots sweatshirt, not the normal gray. You know, he has a couple different grays, but none of that. He was cranky as all get up, cranky like I haven't seen him maybe all year, or at least back to Spygate. Mainly lately, it's been smiles and giddy and jokes.
Yeah, I was at the game.
We're talking about Bill, not Fred.
Right, no, Bill. cranky today, one-word answers.
A lot of I-don't-know answers, too. I mean, now, in Bill's defense.
A lot of bad questions.
A lot of bad questions today.
But
a lot of bad questions.
More importantly, he was asked about the Jaguars' safeties, and he talked about Reggie Nelson, talked about Deion Grant last year, and then said, and who's the other guy?
26.
26.
I can see him.
Sammy Knight. A guy, a pretty
Sammy
common name.
Which never happens. It's only noteworthy because it never happens
right.
to Bill.
Never. I mean, he's usually given us the secondary for the 72 Cowboys or something, just rattling off anybody. And he couldn't remember Sammy Knight. Fred Kirsch would and should be worried because Bill Belichick frazzled. All frazzled. And we haven't seen that in a long time.
No. I mean, like I said, since that San Diego game, when the original Spygate stuff hit, and you just talked about it, he's been as cheerful and happy as I've ever remember seeing him.
And they
a
won
long
every
period
game.
Of time, and they've won every game.
Now
most of those games they've won easily.
He must see what Jeremy Green sees. He's starting to get worried. He's thinking an upset could be in the horizon.
But just in case anybody is going to get concerned at all about the body language,
then just listen to Josh McDaniels.
we're all here to ease those fears because all three of us at the same time had the same impression as we normally do. Josh McDaniels also spoke today, the offensive coordinator, and after reiterating some of his thoughts as to why he turned down the opportunity to interview for the openings in Baltimore and Atlanta last week. Talked a little bit about Jacksonville, specifically about how they attack defensively, four and five wide receiver sets. And Josh explained that really Jacksonville has stuck with the nickel. They're a nickel defense, five defensive backs. They very rarely, if ever, go to six defensive backs, to which the three of us said, game, set, match. They'll open up in four and five wide receiver sets, and they'll just pick that apart.
Yeah, no question. He said they're all. He almost went so far as to say, so watch us spread them out and see what they do, because they don't react to it. No one's tried.
That was about the only thing he didn't say. And then Bill came in right after Josh and said the same thing. They're a five defensive back team, and they do have good depth at cornerback. They both pointed out with Starks. I think it's Steve Starks and Glenn.
It was veteran. Dwayne, not Dwayne Starks.
No, it's not Dwayne Starks. I think it's Steve, right?
I think it is.
And then, you know, obviously they talked a lot about the safeties that Andy already talked about.
And the best part is when they say fudge. I chuckle inside it, my little Homer Simpson chuckle every time they say fudge, because I find it funny.
Oh, fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge.
Only I didn't say fudge.
I still can't believe I didn't watch a single minute of that this year.
You should
year.
Be shot.
I don't know how I missed
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely shot.
You have a kid and all of a sudden poop hits the fan. But anyway... Web radio at patriots.com, web radio at patriots.com. Emails are piling in already. 508
5 not working, by the way.
I fixed it.
Oh, okay.
508-543-7482. It's Thursday. I don't believe we're going to go over the games because Fred Kirsch isn't here.
Well, we can do them before I go if you want. Otherwise, we could do them tomorrow.
We can do them tomorrow. We got a regular show tomorrow and nothing else to talk about. No media access. An action-packed 2 hours. We will break down the game and give the definitive selections of who's going to win on this divisional weekend, which hopefully displays some better football than wild card weekend, although in the AFC, I'm not sure we're going to see that.
The divisional round is generally better anyway, even though I think the home teams have a huge advantage in that round because
Word.
Of the bye.
Word.
I just think it's the better teams. You know, you break away from that 12, because I think when you... Those last teams that make the playoffs, I think there's a chance that you have a team that is okay but not really special. Whereas, the final eight generally, you have to be pretty good to get to the final eight, and obviously next weekend is the cream of the crop.
True that. A few other guys that have to be pretty good are the five Patriots making the all-pro team.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, Randy Moss, obviously. Randy Moss, unanimous selection. Tom Brady,
unanimous.
Sort of unanimous. He got votes on all 50 ballots, although Frank Cooney slid right in again and showed his buffoonism by splitting his
he's
vote.
He's a real douche.
He really is. Terrible, terrible. I don't know how he's been so successful. It just proves again that you don't have to be all that smart or talented to be successful. I mean, the guy...
Does he give us hope? Does he give us hope? These guys that seem to be making a mark nationally and they come
I mean,
up
the guy supposedly created or co-created that Beyond the Glory thing,
yeah.
The Sports Exchange thing, which, as dumb as it may be... He clearly makes money off of it. It's a widespread all sports.
Well, he ain't paying any of that.
I was going to say, I'll tell you how he makes money off
freaking
it.
Slave labor.
Right.
Paying me 6 cents an
talk
hour
about
to type
serfdom.
Out stories.
Fred says you have serfs on your land. I mean, you talk about serfdom. People that write for Sports Exchange, I mean, those are serfs.
I don't know any water or waves. How would you surf?
S-E-R-F.
Oh, okay. But yeah.
Now they're going to have to make a rule that you can't split your vote.
They should.
These idiots.
Or just take his vote away. And apparently John Clayton, which I think he split for the other one, all these guys splitting their votes. Just grow a set, vote for somebody.
I saw the head of the AP said that's not uncommon at all.
Doesn't mean it's right.
Every year they get the
split votes. Murder's not uncommon either, but it's not right.
Well, I agree. I think it's laughable that you would split a vote, make a decision. I'm more offended by the fact that Frank Cooney voted for Brett Favre for MVP over Tom Brady, yet for All-Pro...
Favre's not good enough to be the all-pro quarterback. He's
just
the MVP. Best player in the league that year, but he's not good enough to be the starter all-pro quarterback.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I really don't understand that.
I don't get it.
And then I also don't really understand, and this is not meant to be a rip job, but I still have a hard time saying two-time pro bowler and all-pro left tackle Matt Light. I'm sorry. I think of all-pro tackles as guys that dominate great pass rushers, don't need help, pancake block people, and that's not what I've seen Matt Light be.
Because he's on a good team, though.
Or
I mean, Larry Allen was going to Pro Bowls years after.
But
he
is
was
it because there's not
prime.
A lot of? There's a changing of the guard at left tackle,
and two
like
of
Joe
the guys,
Thomas might not be ready, and there's not. I mean, who's good at left tackle anymore?
Well, they're saying Brady only got sacked 21 times. They had a historic season.
Yeah, I don't
Matt
care
Light
about
must be
crap.
Doing something. You got to remember, not all those people are watching the and breaking down the Patriot games
and,
like
and
we are.
I, don't
that's
forget,
why
Macon, I don't fault
Macon's
them.
And Copen were second team.
Because I
well.
Probably would say, well, Light's must do a good job. He's a left tackle. If I was watching from afar, but I've watched Matt Light for so long, and again, I don't mean this to be a shot. He's a nice tackle.
He's a good
He's like
player.
The Wes Welker of tackles.
He's a good
Does
player.
A good job
those,
on a good team.
But those people who are voting probably don't know how much help he gets. And they're
right.
looking and they're saying, well, he played Dwight Freeney, he played DeMarcus Ware, he did this, he did this, he did this, and he's having a good year.
I just think if you ask, like, Orlando Pace or John Hanna, is Matt Light an all-pro left tackle? Is he one of the best left tackles?
John Hanna say something to you?
No, but I was thinking asking him.
That was funny, too, because there was a lot of left tackle talk in the press conference today, too, and Bill actually mentioned at one point he doesn't usually get a lot of help. And I, you know, kind of chuckled
Swallowed
to myself.
Your tongue and
well,
choked. And
I'm thinking to myself, he gets constant help. And, you know, Tom brought up, you know, people must look at it and say DeMarcus Ware and Dwight Freeney. Well, Dwight Freeney killed him.
Right.
Killed him.
I've seen guys kill him at different times
once.
For years.
I mean, he just reached out and tripped him.
No, he's
him
had
once.
Good games against good pass rushers as well.
I think down the stretch last year, you can't play the position better than he played it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Merriman in that playoff game.
He does seem to ratchet it up
when he absolutely
needs to.
Does. I think he's very good when he has to be. But, you know, here's the big thing. Ogden hurt for a lot of the year, subpar when he was in there. Orlando Pace missed the whole year.
Right.
Those are the staples that we know
Peters?
At left
Everybody
tackles.
Everybody raves about Jason Peters in Buffalo.
Now is where I think Tom's thing's into place, where you get one guy on a bad team, one guy on the best team, best regular season. You know,
I think there's
Bill, but the way Bill raved about Jason Peters,
there needs
tells
to be a changing of the guard here.
Rope
left
is
tackle.
Another one that's not around anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point too.
There needs to be a changing of the guard, and apparently Jake Long's not the guy.
Did Walter Jones?
He made it.
He made the
Light
other one.
And Jones were the tackles.
Yeah, I have a hard time
Peters,
saying.
Is it
Ogden,
Peter or Peters?
Peters, Jason Peters.
Peter.
I have a hard time
he's
saying
the
that too.
Guy.
You know, I have a hard time saying Jonathan Ogden, Orlando Pace, Walter Jones, and Matt Light.
Right. I mean, seriously. What
do you
what's
want?
What's going
on? Neil knows.
No one here wants you. Certainly not the listeners. They rip you more than anyone, more than Fred. That's Mike Felger poking his head in here because, as I said, it's
food.
He smelled food, and plus it's a Patriots Friday, but it isn't. It's Thursday. The game's Saturday. Everybody's screwed up. But the one bottom line is we'll be here tomorrow noon to 2, even if no one else is. So tune in again tomorrow. But a lot of topics on the table. All pro. Wes Welker got second team. Did I finish the first team? It's Vrabel, Samuel, Light, Moss, Brady. First team. Second team, Copen, Mankins, Welker, Wilfork.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. So a lot of Patriots represented on the first. You know, in the old days, remember in the old days when Patriots, you'd get like one Patriot on second team?
Yeah.
Even when they were winning?
Yeah.
It's a little different now when you're getting five on first and four on, you know, nine
that's
out of the 44s.
That's worthy of a 16-0 team. You get nine
right.
guys are among the best players at their position. That's a lot of respect.
And that's what Jack Del Rio said earlier this week. It's an all-star team.
All-pro is the real deal. You make all-pro and that's...
It used to be.
That's pretty
Matt
special.
Light's an all-pro left tackle.
You're going to have to let it go, okay?
No disrespect. Again, I want to pull up Parcells
Tom and I are going to have an intervention with
I
want to
pull
up
Parcells. No disrespect meant to the Matt Lights of the world, but...
Well, it sounds like there's a little disrespect meant.
But I agree with you. All-pro used to be all-pro. Pro Bowl was like all-star, nice little wahoo. All-pro was like the way Fred treats the Hall of Fame. There was a level there.
The Pro Bowl, in a lot of cases, is kind of
now again, Wes Welker is a second-team All-Pro. Matt Light's a first-team All-Pro.
You're going to open up the can of worms in that
I'm trying.
Thing.
I like emails. We only got a few hundred dozen. That's a lot. But other topics, everybody, I'm sure, in this forum that we're speaking to is picking the Patriots. But as we know, there's a few people out there picking the Jags. Jeremy Green. That's all I got. You know, despite the
Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah, Deion Sanders. But
Merrill Hodge.
Yeah, but the layups, I mean, I'm sure Jack Del Rio's picking the Jags, too. So, but, you know, Jeremy Green is a guy who's made his no bones, you know, or made his bones, or however you say that, the last month plus.
Yeah, he's been saying
big Jaguars fan. You know, run all the running backs out there, blah, blah. He's irrelevant. He does it. He just meter Perel on EEI. Just
35-28.
The Jaguars are going to score
35-28 is his prediction.
Interesting. You know, we'll see. I think there's no chance. The interesting one is we've been talking about forever, 2 weeks away, the AFC title game where apparently you're rooting to beat, you know, Everett High because you want the easiest possible opponent. You don't want a good football in the AFC football game in the AFC title contest.
But I laughed when they were talking about it this morning, and they both said, "Oh yeah, wouldn't that, you know, the Colts coming in? That'd be great. That's what we're looking for. We don't want San Diego to win that game." And I'm like, "Ooh, I hope the Patriots fans."
Yeah, all the Patriots fans want an easy road to Arizona. But we're going to start with the emails, and we'll start with a few. Ah, oh, Christ!
What did you do?
I don't know. Give me a minute. Okay, we have some emails that were kindly forwarded to us from the moneyforchris@gmail.com
yes,
website.
Don't forget, I appreciate the people who are trying to help Chris out. It's moneyforchris@gmail.com. More of you, send your thoughts, send your prayers to Chris Ferreira.
And the first few of you that did, Tom, the website forwarded them to us, thankfully.
Yes.
And our listeners didn't let us down. Well done. I'm going to start with my good buddy, Todd, Nova Scotia. Hello. I'm very sorry to hear about Chris's situation. I would like to donate to Chris's fund. However, I've got my eye on some new rims for my BMW, and I can't afford the donation right now. But if you can forward the number to Joe's Oil, I could use a free barrel of oil. It gets gold in Nova Scotia. My prayers are with you, Chris. Well done, Todd. Now we got Justin in Alaska.
Put a lot of thought into
yes,
this.
Yes, one of our longtime emailers. He sent his thoughts to moneyforchris@gmail.com. Douchebag, you complain that you're cold? I live in America's icebox. Move if you have to. Here are some tips on keeping warm this winter, direct from your cold weather living source in Alaska. 1. Burn those toys you bought your kid for fire. He's 3. Give him a rock and a string and he won't know the difference. That's a good one. 2. Drink until you're warm. See Fred Kraft. He has some extra Grey Goose. 3. Call the liberal media and demand to know where the hell is this global warming. I do it all the time, says Justin. Well, it's actually here because it's been like 60 degrees for the past 5 days here. 4. Light yourself on fire. You should feel warm right up until the end. I like that one. That's a personal favorite. 5. Burn your house down and stand near it. As you get cold, burn down another house. Eventually, the fire department will catch on. They'll give you a nice warm room to live in for a while with the police. 6. Don't shave until spring. The extra body hair will keep you warm, as well as help build a static charge. It will also help keep you warmer. I like that one. But his wife won't let him grow that.
Oh, that's
no,
true.
No.
7. Eat until you're so fat you look like Paul. The circulation is cut off to your legs and arms. After you're removed from your home by crane, put into the hospital and your limbs are removed, you'll be put in a nice warm body sock and propped up against a wall somewhere. Just so you know, for
yeah, I know.
I added the like Paul.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was
yeah.
I thought
was
that was
say,
the best part.
That was an added one.
8. Finally, hibernate all winter in a pile of sleeping bags. Make sure you only use one of them to poo/pee in, or things will become very bad quickly. Otherwise, take budgeting 101 at Tufts. They'll let anyone in. I like that part. Nice little shot. I like when people do that. They include shots.
That's
at other
why
people.
I thought the part about me was funny.
It was funny. I agree, Paul. And this one's from, I'm not even sure if this guy's a regular listener.
Simon
Gibson in New York. Doesn't really ring a bell.
Oh,
He's clearly never sent lunch. Like Chris Simonelli. Speaking of Simons, it was Simonelli, right, Gary? Who sent a tremendous spread today.
Was Simonelli.
The skinny / fat boy over there already sucked down his salad / pig. to tell Chris if he wants to get any money from the PFW in Progress audience, he ought to make an appearance on the show so he can get grilled by you guys and provide some good, old-fashioned, humiliating entertainment.
Yeah, that would happen.
He won't do it. He's a meow. For once this year, Eric Scalavino would be on the pitching side of tossing insults as opposed to the catching he's been doing all year long.
If you know what I mean.
Not the only thing he's been catching.
Your mom goes to college.
Did I cross a line? If Eric's closet had a closet, I'd imagine that's where Chris would be hiding. Wrapping his son's Christmas presents. So that's just a sampling of some of the emails that flowed in to moneyforchris@gmail.com if you'd like to add your thoughts and prayers, as
and
Tom said.
He's upset that someone called him a douche.
All of that, and he's upset that someone called him a name. That's hilarious to me.
I know some of you are probably wondering where Eric is. He's actually out picking up supermodels because we're all too afraid to talk to them.
Right.
Gary, you weren't here yesterday.
That is true.
Apparently, Eric is
Don't
talking.
Be jealous that I've been shining on.
That would have been a good line yesterday, but Mini Gary didn't think of it, of course. Eric is busy picking up and talking to all the hot media members that we're all afraid to talk to. So
we're intimidated.
Yeah, we're intimidated by
it. Who are the hot media members?
We don't want to get into the names.
Well, that's what we wonder, too.
Well, we talked about it off air. We don't need to bring the names in. But
Dave Briggs for
it's Eric? A short right. list.
But, yeah, so we're all intimidated to talk to him.
Yeah.
And but Eric, you know, Eric
the,
is it.
The fact they're that, not at all intimidated by Eric or his masculinity,
the fact
or lack
that,
thereof.
That, you know, despite our constant buffoonery on this show, that Tom, Andy, and I are all actually married and not really looking to pick up any women means that we're intimidated to talk to the
Now, if we stumble upon any, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. We're not actively looking.
I mean, Eric's the gay guy they go shopping for shoes with. You know what I mean?
Or the guy I turn to when I need some fashion advice.
How did that work out, by the way, yesterday?
What's that?
Did you end up going with the jacket over that shirt?
Oh, yeah, and I looked fine.
I told you.
The shirt looked terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a liar, because I called him after the show. I said, all right, I know you're going to make fun of me. How bad did it look? He goes, oh, I actually didn't even really notice. But I, the best part is,
the best.
Speaking of douches, I get there.
Tom?
No. Oh. Well, yeah, but no. I get there, and I go up to Felger, because obviously anyone knows he's got a strong feminine side. He's got a lot of Eric in him.
Oh, he's got a lot of similarities with Eric.
Very much a metrosexual.
And matter of fact, he's been accused of it in the past
by
Willie McGinnis.
By Willie McGinnis being
gay. About it.
I agree. I ask him, I
is
go,
he still back there,
does
by
this
the
look
way?
Okay, this jacket and this shirt? He goes, for you? Yeah.
Oh, what a
douchebag.
See, now that's the kind of response that Eric would give. And
exactly.
That's why we think that he's arrogant.
Exactly.
And we all know that. I mean, let's face it, Felger is nothing if not arrogant.
Oh, as arrogant as they come. But at least he's, you know,
he's
made a lot of money, been successful, funny, talks, brings something to the table. If Eric did any one of those things.
Just as a follow-up to our art discussion yesterday, we could not get it through to him that he probably needs to lower the price tag on some of his art until he actually sells something.
He's telling
he couldn't
us,
understand it. That's what they do.
He thinks we don't understand that
that
art, true art lovers are going to pay that price for art. They might for art, but not for what he does.
Right. Yeah. I laugh every time about Eric. If you watch those like general morning news shows, every once in a while they have like a monkey on who's selling paintings for $1,000 a pop, or like a three-year-old who's selling paintings for a couple grand a pop. And I think they're getting thousands for their paintings, and Eric the artiste is not.
And he never will.
And he never will. Gary, did you want to chime in? I saw you standing at your mic.
Can we have our listeners email in who this potential hot media member might be?
Okay.
Because I don't know who it was.
My one guess was the one hot media member.
Catherine
Tappan.
Was obvious.
But that is not
the answer. That's not
the
one he's talking about.
There's a...
Then it's definitely Dave Briggs.
he's got
what do you got against Dave Briggs?
I don't know.
Either that or what do you have?
Dave Briggs. Hey, now. Can't cross that line. I've been accused of crossing the... What are all these HDTV emails?
Those are from yesterday. You were saying how your HD froze on NBC or someone...
Yeah, you can delete them.
I'm listening, and Andy is having problems with HDTV. Don't have the new special motion flow technology.
We're on the air.
Yeah, I know. My TV's not good enough. It's 7 years old. If I had $3,000 to devote to that, I would get a new TV. Shoot for next spring, by the way, on that topic.
Is that after you get the two new cars?
I didn't say I'm definitely getting two new cars. Got two cars. I need new ones. If there's any Toyota and or Nissan or Honda dealers out there that looks to, rather than send us lunch, send me a CRV all-wheel drive EX, that would be fine. I would take that in lieu of lunch. Wow. I'm also looking for a small pickup, so anybody can help me out? Any dealers
two
in the area?
Cars.
Can I bring up football for a second?
Why?
Okay. I just was wondering your opinion on this play. The Tomlinson play.
It was a touchdown.
Late
I think
the,
his forward progress was stopped.
Okay.
And I didn't think he crossed on the first lunge.
No, well, it's extremely close. I don't think he did either. I don't think he – I mean, it's about as close as you can get.
Right.
I don't think that he did. But what's the difference there, like, if he had just kind of went back and then ran back in? Is that forward progress stopped or – I mean, was he not trying to go forward anymore?
No, I thought the rule was once the defense stops your forward progress, the play ends.
Yeah, but they didn't have him wrapped up.
No, I know, but
it was almost
they had
like
pretty.
It's almost like breaking a tackle.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's what they're
doing. I don't know,
going
and I, you know, look, I'm not. I was asking what your opinion is because I think it's kind of a, and they're talking about an ESPN right now, so obviously it's a controversial kind of play.
I think it ends there. I mean, that's one of those things where if he gets stopped like that, and then they throw him back, well, then it goes back to where he was stopped.
All right, Patriots fans will remember a play, in the '97 playoffs in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh went for it on fourth and goal from inside the one. They tried Cordell Stewart on a quarterback sneak, and he did something very similar. He took a step back and tried to go over the top, and they knocked him back. I think it was Ted Johnson. But he ended up landing on his feet on the three-yard line, and they tackled him back on the three-yard line.
And they left it there?
No, they put the ball on the one, inside the one.
I don't like those rules where, like, if you're going to let the play continue, then let the play continue. So they're sort of in contradiction there.
I was really mad because I thought, it didn't really matter. And that was the game that they took over from inside the one-yard line. They went out to about the 50 or so, and then Mike Vrabel sacked Bledsoe from the blind side and caused the fumble, and that's how Pittsburgh held on to win 7-6.
Right. We should, little bits of news we'll sprinkle throughout this show that, you know, when we rarely talk about football. Pete Carroll reportedly does have interest in that Atlanta job, has reportedly spoken with Arthur Blank.
Yeah, that's what they're
saying. So, you know, there's at least a chance old friend Pete Carroll could be back in the National Football League.
Can you believe it? It's football time.
Woo! Football time.
Here comes
Your mom goes to college.
But I still wonder with him what the whole Reggie Bush, are they going to get in trouble at some point, and does he need to get out more than he want to get out?
See, I was thinking the same thing, because right on ESPN, as they were going over these stories, they did the thing about Reggie Bush first, saying there's a new book out alleging further connections with money from some sports marketing thing.
They're getting scrutinized pretty closely, I heard.
Sooner or later, they're going to get in trouble. So maybe he says, I got to strike while the iron's hot
and
get out of here.
Two stories later, they're saying Arthur Blank had contact with Pete Carroll about the possibility of coming. Right. So I'm wondering if you guys are right. If Carroll's thinking, I got to get out of here before I go down with the ship.
That's a terrible thing for
If you're going to come back to the NFL, you got to do it at some point. You can't just say, well, I'm not going. You know, at some point, you got to make the jump. But I personally think that there's a chance. I think it's going to be Washington. I think that's where he's going to go. I don't think it's going to be Atlanta. I'm just going by Arthur Blank's luck.
I actually think that would be one of those blessing in disguise for him, because I don't think he's going to do a good job.
I don't think he will either, and I think Blank will get screwed again, and it's another 2 or 3 year setback.
Right.
I mean, he's a guy that I almost feel sorry for at this point. That's trying hard, and it's just not working out. He's not really pompous like Mike Felger, who just walked in. Felgie, what are you doing?
You think I'm pompous?
A little bit.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. As the day is long.
You're funny. You spread it off.
Unlike Eric.
Like,
Eric's
club,
just
Mike.
Pompous
join
and,
club.
And
I'm
not.
I'm part of that, too.
But you're not funny.
Right. Felgie can be funny.
And he's actually achieved something in life.
You think so?
Yeah.
What have I ever done?
Wow, that one.
Made about 10 times what any of us make.
You make more than Alice Hobbs.
I don't know how much you're making, but 10 times. When'd you get a raise?
Can you get on the internet on this computer?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know if we have the internet in the stadium.
Can I ask one of you guys a favor?
What?
What's the matter?
Since you're down here, can I go up and use one of your offices to work? I need a computer.
Are you freaking serious?
I forgot my computer.
Go use Paul's. He's the only one with an office.
Yeah. You got an office, Pip?
What time is it right now?
12:30.
Plus, he's leaving anyway.
I'm leaving in a half hour.
He's going to do a show with your competitor.
And you guys, it's not a competitor.
That's true.
If one's a hammer,
stop the fight.
Nail, is that a competition?
True. Your nail would break when they hit it. Wouldn't even drive into the wood.
Thumbtack.
I'm on the nail later.
That's true.
I'm not Ted Sarandis.
Sure.
You could definitely use my office, but you can't be walking around the stadium unattended or we could get in
trouble.
Yeah,
baby. That's what I'm looking for.
We could get in
trouble.
Why
don't you call Stacy?
I did. They don't have an extra laptop.
Well, tell them that it's okay if you use mine. But you can't walk. I'm dead serious. Someone will get in trouble.
Will someone walk it down for me?
Well, no. You got to go up and use it in my office.
It's not a laptop.
Yeah, it is.
So then I bring it down here.
So call somebody from PR to go in Paul's office and get his laptop and bring it down.
It's like an off-the-air thing.
I'll talk to you. I was just going to say.
The show just spun out of control. Anyway, that quiet, pompous voice you heard is indeed Eric Scalavino, and he's here with your daily, very uneventful practice report.
Yes, after he has been flirting with all the media members from ESPN.
That's true.
In the locker
room. Was working it. And by the way, before you get to that, Strippers wants to know, is Wendy Nix slimming down lately? She's looking more and more decent lately.
I don't like her.
Dropping pounds?
I don't like her.
I always thought she looked good.
I think she's lost weight. I actually thought it yesterday.
I don't even look at her, so I don't know.
Yeah, she's not. She does nothing for me, but she's losing weight.
She's pretty.
Ugly.
Was that not okay?
See, now, are these the hot media members you're talking about?
Next topic.
Okay, next topic. Practice report.
Go,
Eric.
Good day today because it was nice outside. They practiced on the stadium field. Perfect attendance. I love it when there's perfect attendance.
Oh, phew. Spawn and Spock are back.
Yes. It was touch and go there for a while, though, because Harrison...
Again?
...did not come out until just almost the very last part of the media portion there. So...
He's missing early parts of practice, coming out late... If he can't go, big physical receivers, I'm saying there's a chance.
Right now I'm somewhere in Attleboro.
Interesting note, RKK was in attendance.
Oh, nice.
For a short time.
Hello. Checking was he dressed?
He had the black jersey on. He was Natalie. Yeah, exactly. He was Natalie clad.
Okay.
Nice tan suit, the blue shirt, the pink tie. It was good. Looking good. But everyone was out there. They worked on kickoff team after they stretched, and Paul's carrying
yelling in the background on a cell phone.
Phone conversation back here.
Felger has ruined our show like he ruins his own today. Jesus.
So it was good, though. It was nice out. It's warm. It's not as warm as it was the other day, but still warm out, warmer than usual.
And it's expected to be warm through Saturday. It's supposed to be in the 40s Saturday night,
and
low 40s.
One other note, they weren't in full pads, and they weren't even in their full upper pads. You know, they have that in-between padding where it's...
Yeah,
it's
the fake-me-out pads.
Exactly.
The under-whatever pads
right.
they call
they
them.
Had those on. They had the helmets and no other padding. So that's, they're obviously not going to do any hitting today, but that's about it. They look spirited. They look lively. They've had good practices. I'm not worried about them as far as that goes.
You've been there for 5 minutes.
You've watched them stretch.
From what I've seen in the last 2 weeks.
They're stretching well.
They stretch with some energy, good tempo.
I know. Some good
clown over here. He tries to add something and it's
meanwhile,
back.
Bill's in a, Bill's in a miserable mood.
Yeah. You know when he's doing
Bill
the,
is mad.
You know, the big live update and he needs to fill for like 10 seconds and William Hurt throws out something like, so I think they're okay.
Yeah.
And the producer in the background goes, who the hell cares what you think? That's what I just thought of that comment.
Okay.
Bill's miserable, but apparently they're having a great, great
ball, so.
No, I've seen it. I didn't like the...
Yeah,
like,
Bill's miserable, but they're stretching great.
Yeah, he was a little ornery today.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get to some emails that actually involve Patriots, football, games.
You already talked about the Ferreira situation?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, you're dragging us down. God, this is TG and Joyzy again. Guys, how likely is the scenario of the Pats getting all banged up by the Jags, maybe even some key injuries, then Indy coming in next week and taking advantage of a beat-up Patriots team? I still fear that Indy defense and Joseph Addai, they can beat the Patriots. Patriots. I agree with him.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been telling you guys.
I think the Colts can play.
I'm sort of leaning towards the, I mean, very interested in this weekend, how the Patriots
that
play.
That means you'll take the Patriots and the points.
How they get beat. Shut up. How they get beat up.
What, they're favored by 10?
If Marvin Harrison plays,
I'll take the Patriots.
That's going to be a more talented Colts team that comes to town if Harrison can even get on the field. Because Gonzalez has played well over the last month plus. Dallas Clark's still there. Reggie Wayne's still there. Addai. And you
well,
add
the
Harrison.
Other, the other guys.
That's five targets that you got to try to cover.
You know, people also, you know, look, we have all next week to talk about it, but people are going to be focusing on Freeney, and that's a big loss for the Colts.
Right.
But Hagler and Kiaho did not play in that first game. They're back. Tony Ugo did not play in that first game.
It's Ugo?
Ugo. He didn't play in that
really
first
knows.
Game. He'll be back. Ryan Deem has been out for a while. He'll be back. They have a lot of guys. Robert Mathis has missed the last couple of games. He'll be back. Now, they could get beat up by San Diego, too. They could lose some guys through injuries, and then you're looking at the same thing on the other side. But it's going to be a little bit of a different team that the Colts bring to town than they did in 03 and 04 when they came here and got embarrassed in the playoffs.
And he finishes, does San Diego even have a chance? You get the impression people are giving the Jags more of a chance against the Pats than Chargers over the Colts.
No. I give both teams the same.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think either.
None, no chance for either team.
I think San Diego has a chance.
Eric is thinking about taking San Diego in the picks.
Oh, interesting.
About
we'll find out tomorrow when we make our picks.
We're going to do them tomorrow,
just like those
by
people
the way.
In New Hampshire were until...
Undecided.
Gonna,
boys, girls. Boys, girls. God, he just said he's undecided.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm laughing. I think it's funny.
TG sent in a quick email to follow up on our little Felger interruption. I love how Felgi asks, am I pompous? Then proceeds to ask Paul to go upstairs and get his laptop for him so he can use it.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Nice. That's true. That's Felgi in a nutshell. But he's funny. He pulls it off somehow. It's hard to hate him. Well, I probably am saying that to the wrong audience who really hates him. But
yeah, but they don't really know him.
But they don't even really hate him because they keep watching and they want
to
get...
Here's the thing I would say to the fans out there. If you really knew Borges, you might still hate him. because you can hate Borges. Nah. But Felger's a little bit different just because he's just so, when you know him, he's just so stupid.
And you see it with the players.
Yeah.
He rips guys, they get mad at him, and then he's doing one-on-ones with them in the corner.
Laughing it up and joking it up.
I had a one-on-one with Brady today. That's a good get for Comcast Sports.
Oh, they actually got that on camera?
Yeah.
I saw them talking before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They did an on-camera one-on-one.
That's a great get.
Stallworth after that.
I saw him with Benjamin Watson. I saw he hasn't really spoken to a lot of people, but I know that's part of his Patriots Friday routine.
Right. Karen in Scituate. This is one of the people that's been going back and forth with you, Eric, a little bit. No, she was helping us out with the Cox argument.
Was that her?
I think so. Would the Jags throw the ball on the Patriots as her subject? I keep hearing about the Jaguars and their running game and how they're going to try to control the clock and time of possession with the run. Why wouldn't the Jaguars come out throwing? See Kyle Bowler, A.J. Feely, Eli Manning against the Pats. Other teams have and were successful. David Garrard can certainly throw the ball, and their big receivers would be a good matchups to smaller defensive backs like Asante Samuel and Ellis. Do you think that would be a strategy for them against the Patriots?
Sure, why not?
The receivers suck.
Eric, sure, why not?
I think
I mean,
they're all tall,
right,
and we have shorter corners.
I do think that
they
get open.
They don't catch very well. They're not fast enough, quick enough to get open. I
do think that needs to be the strategy, because I think if they want to line it up and run it against that brick wall, I don't think they're going to have a lot of success. I think if they come out and try to throw it a little, I'm not saying
I'd be throwing it to my backs out of the backfield, getting some of those.
Come out and throw the ball around a little bit.
Receivers.
And then try to run the ball a little bit. Now, the only thing I'd say is I think that Philadelphia came out and tried to establish Brian Westbrook and failed and then went to the pass. Kyle Bowler, I think, really didn't do much of anything. Passing. Baltimore just ran it down the Patriots' throat.
Killed him.
And then Eli Manning obviously did a great job of throwing the ball the night in the season.
I just don't think that's their game. I think it's hard to come in here with something that's not a strength and say this is what we have to do. I agree with Paul. I don't think they can just be conservative and run the football.
Yeah, and by no means am I saying that they need to spread the field.
They got to take advantage of Hobbs. The guy Samuel's covering, I wouldn't throw to once because he'll blanket him nonstop. Unless it's Reggie Williams, of course, who'll definitely find the end zone two or three times.
Well, he does every game. Dave from the Philippines. This is a Chris Ferreira.
Let's put it this way: if Garrard goes 9 for 21 again for 140 yards, let's forget the picks. That's not enough. They can't win. I don't care how many yards they run for; they can't win.
Good point, Paul. Hey, guys. My company here does site website design and hosting as a core part of our business. I thought about offering Chris a job here, as it's never cold and heating oil is unheard of. However, after remembering all the issues with the site redesign, Patriots.com this year, some of which still aren't fixed, I decided against it. If he does decide to move on, let me know. Maybe I'll apply for his job. I know after getting paid in Philippines pesos for so long, I could get by on a U.S. salary with no problem. Sorry, Chris, and that's Dave in the Peens. What the hell is this?
Chris might be on his way out. Fred's been having some problems with him.
Oh, Tom.
Competitive.
Now he's gonna
advantage.
We're gonna get up. We're gonna go upstairs. And we're gonna find one less employee.
Right. He's gonna split his
Do we get junk mail?
Someone's gonna go in that executive washroom and find something no one wants to see.
Andy's just realizing that we get junk mail.
Well, I'm getting competitive strategies for business operations.
Delete them.
Jeez, I thought we had filters at the stadium that got rid of those.
Really?
Ask the webmaster. Oh, wait a minute.
Now this guy's sending us. I can't do this one. This is Pat's defense. Sylvie. AJ in Montreal. Hey, guys, all of you, so I don't delete it. What is the deal with the Jags playing the RESPECT card? Like, where did they get that first off you have to do something to even play that card, i.e. Patriots after their first Super Bowl? The Jag offs are ridiculous. Well, whatever. I really think all the concern about the defense is an illusion. The Pats played vanilla defense for probably the six of the...
Let me help you out
the
here.
The last
Andy.
Eight games.
Let me help you out. AJ, if you don't start putting periods, that's what's going to happen. If you send another email without periods, we're not reading.
In all caps.
By the way, six out of the last eight games. So if they played poorly, it was vanilla. But if they played well.
There you go.
I like that. That's very Fred Kirsch-like. Gary from Syracuse. Hey, guys. First off, Patriots 31, Jags 10. Second.
All right.
If the Pats win out, who do you think will retire, and are there any free agents or draft picks that you like to replace them? Bruschi, Seau, Vrabel, Harrison, Brady, Kyle.
Brady.
Brown.
Do you guys still think Vrabel's retiring?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a given.
No, I don't think it's a given. I think it's a possibility.
I think 19-0, he gets on his horse and rides off into the sunset.
You're saying that is like earth-shattering. Like, that's like big news.
Yeah, but if it was
we've been
news,
saying it forever. No one's listening.
Right. I mean, you guys are fairly well informed.
But if I had it, no. If I had it as news, I would have written it. You know, when we're talking about if we're talking about opinions, I mean, we could just kind of throw it out there. But I don't know how you're going to get on the internet with this, by the way.
Yeah, Felger has a laptop, folks. Okay. Everybody, it's okay. He's got one.
Yeah,
he needs a password now or something.
They don't need to know. Tell me, what is the closest thing Vrabel's ever come to actually admitting it, to saying it?
I can't really.
We can't really talk about that.
Awesome, I like it. So there has been something said.
Why do you get so excited that a guy's going to like? Why is that exciting?
He's a huge guy in this team, dude.
But you're happy that he's retiring. That's why people hate you. No. That you get giddy. They're going to lose a linebacker, their best linebacker.
I don't think he's going to retire.
Do you think he's giddy that he's going to retire?
Yes. I do think you're a little
giddy.
No,
I think you get giddy when there's some kind of news that could be controversial. That's
right.
On the negative side.
Oh, my God.
Side.
Wow.
On the negative side only.
A talk show host likes news.
If it's positive.
Right.
If it's positive.
If I told you Chad Johnson was coming here, you'd say, that's not right.
That's not true.
You'd be all down and out. Can you talk into the mic?
What do you think I am?
Negative.
Not negative.
You think negative. You're a mudslinging. That's what Andy accuses me of all the time.
You got me wrong. Mike Vrabel retiring is a huge story.
No, it is.
So why would I not be interested
in that? But it's not one to get giddy about.
And
you
for
get
God's
giddy
sakes,
about
I'm not giddy.
In front of our thousands
of... You can wipe the smile off your face now.
With thousands of listeners listening, you need to promise you're not going to write, the PFW guys at Patriots Football Weekly think that Mike Vrabel's going to retire. If I read that in the paper, I'm going to beat
you. You pull another stunt like you did with Belichick
that day. I don't think
he's
going to retire.
The only time I've heard you guys is low-level employees.
Name them.
Punani Casali over here doesn't think he's retiring.
I don't think he's going to retire.
I think if you weigh in, you know, the percentages, I think the percentages are probably stronger that he doesn't retire. There was just a vibe that I got from an early season conversation that led me to think that he was thinking about it. That's all.
And why would
That's why I haven't written any huge stories about it. And like, as Andy said, probably not the only reason why I haven't
but
written
why
any huge stories about it.
Because he's, I mean, you could argue that he had his best year.
He's playing as well as he has. Yeah.
But why not go out on top? Because he's not playing three more years to get in the Hall of Fame. He's not a Hall of Fame player. No offense to him, but it is what it
maybe
is.
Maybe he wants just to play football.
But maybe he wouldn't mind walking away and getting He wants to coach. So the sooner he starts coaching, the higher he can achieve in coaching.
He also makes $4 million a year. I mean, he ain't good. You go in the private sector, he'll make $500,000. I mean, that's... It's a factor now.
I just
if
don't
he goes
see
into coaching, he's not going into the private
sector. The other thing, too, is if Bruschi and Seau retire, I got a feeling Bill's going to have a nice talk with Vrabel if he's thinking about
Absolutely.
It.
And he might be making more than $4 million.
And by the way, he's not coaching anymore. That was something he wanted to do, but he's seen...
I think he coaches.
In talking to him, I don't know, one of the conversations I had with him is like, you know, dude, the hours. And even if I go back to Ohio State, yes, it's still... There's still too much travel. There's still too much time away from your family. He's gotten a taste of the media thing, and he's pretty good at it.
Well, that
I think that's
also a possibility.
Yeah, the money's easier, the workload's easier, and I think he would do that.
I talked to him about that a little bit, too, more recently than the original conversation, and I think you're right about that.
Has he done more media since he ripped Castillo about steroids?
ESPN didn't ask him back, shockingly enough. He was a little too honest for them, I guess. But he's too telegenic and too well-spoken for him not to get a crack, and he'd do well with it, probably.
Okay. Interesting. Eric, is he going to retire?
I don't think so. I was thinking so earlier this year I was, but I don't think so.
All right, we got to go to the phone lines now with our favorite female caller. Mike Felger will get his first taste of Cali Girl.
Yeah?
Cali, what's up? Say hi to Felgie.
Hey, Felger.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Is this when we all got uncomfortable again?
I was busy for a long time, so I haven't called you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Too. Thank you.
Where's that video you're supposed to be sending?
Yeah.
Of you and your sister.
Oh, yeah.
You have a sister?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she has a younger sister. She emailed us.
Younger
Good.
They're 19 and 16, right?
That's why I have no more use for her. I'm after the 16-year-old.
They add up to 35, so they're in Paul's ballpark.
Hey, my birthday's next Friday.
Oh, you're going to be 20. Happy birthday.
Yay.
Still can't drink, though.
I was going to say, but you can't even drink.
Yeah, we'll buy for you.
Great.
You creep. Anthony and Naples.
Anthony and Naples.
So what do you think about the game this week?
I'm anxious.
Why?
Because I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good game.
Is there any fear in your mind that they're going to lose?
Heck no, fool.
Heck no, fool.
Heck no, fool.
Fool.
Wow.
That's the way they talk out in Cali.
Cali Girl's a model. She's an aspiring actress.
Do we have any visuals?
No, not an actress.
If you Google, what's your name?
Chelsea.
Google Chelsea. What's your last name?
Higley.
Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y.
Okay. Google Chelsea Higley. She's got a whole fancy website, measurements, photos, all that.
What a creep.
Measurement. Jeez.
Well,
I have MySpace.
What?
Yeah, MySpace. We can't do the MySpace from the stadium.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
we're
guys in here are a little too old for MySpace anyway.
I'm a lot too old.
Not Eric, though, and he's not intimidated to talk to you either,
no.
Just like he talks to all the hot media members.
Eric is right
somebody's
at home talking
it,
to a beautiful woman.
You're damn right I am.
His blow-up dolls?
Oh!
Wow.
Well
wow.
done, Callie. Wow. Well done.
No, Ben!
I thought we had a good thing going there, Callie girl.
I'm sorry, Eric. Mm-hmm. I just had to say it.
Yep.
I couldn't hold
back.
Mom goes to college.
I did want to ask what you guys think about T.O. missing practice. Do you think he's going to play?
No.
Let's give that one
all?
To Tom.
I think he'll play.
I mean, all that HGH flowing through his system.
I was going
to
say.
That's
right.
I mean,
well, it's not like the Terminator where it reforms instantly.
Well, whatever
him,
the,
basically, yeah.
Whatever the best stuff is, he has the stuff that other people don't even know about.
When,
right.
when Drew Rosenhaus says, my guy's a fast healer, yeah. No kidding, he's a fast healer.
He get, like, some kind of shot or something?
Yes.
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 But the
they
only thing with him is
growth hormone.
I don't think he would get the pain masking shot
would
because he doesn't want to risk...
And then just wrap it up real tight and he won't even feel it.
He might, but, you know, my guess is he doesn't play. But we're split on the panel here.
Ahoy, Captain.
And Fred Pierce just walked in with a flannel or a weird boating jacket that's yellow and blue.
He's got one of those down vests.
On?
You just got what happened to your fedora?
Yeah,
you
Cali girl
Bass Pro Shops.
You can't wear a fedora on a nice day.
You can't wear a fedora on a bad
speaking
day?
Of pompous.
All right, Callie, we're going to have to let you go because we got to get Fred in the big chair. But thanks for calling and thanks for taking shots at Eric. We enjoy that.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
problem.
See you.
See you, Callie.
Felgi, did you Google her yet?
Yeah, I couldn't find her. Is it a MySpace thing? There was MySpace.
No, there's, no there's a regular web page. It's like CaliGirlGotTom.com or something. I don't know.
CH, spell her name again?
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, Felgi will give his opinion on Cali Girl.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac-A-Tac sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac-A-Tac sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact, too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making qualifying purchases. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Back here in PFW Progress, I'm back. I had a lot of meetings this morning.
About what? Museum?
Yeah, I had to go out to where they're actually fabricating a lot of the exhibits.
Where's that?
It's a place called Mystic Millwork in...
Connecticut?
In Norwood, Mass.
Oh.
Doesn't fabricate mean fake?
No, it may also mean... Yeah. Metal fabricated.
Fabricated.
The fabrication.
I see where you're going, though.
So there actually isn't going to be a museum. It's just a... Figment of my imagination.
When Brian Moore gets done with it, there won't be.
All right. So what do you guys been like? Come in here and you're laughing and having a grand old time.
Well, the boss has been away for the last couple of days.
Yeah. If anyone says I stepped over the line, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Cali girl called in, took a shot at me.
Took a shot at
yeah.
you?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Referred it was to Felger as Felger. That made me laugh.
Tell her that, come over here, I'll show you what a real man is.
I used that line yesterday.
No, he would if he was a real man.
Yeah. Oh.
And the woman he used it on yesterday laughed and said, what, are you going to show me your boyfriend?
She had a good line. She had a good line.
Oh. Eric even gets bitch slapped by listeners.
All right. Well, today was the last day. Did you guys talk about the locker room and all that?
Yes, we did.
And the AP, we got through the news. Did you watch Bill?
No.
You would be worried.
Why?
He was cranky. Worried. He had different clothes on. He forgot Sammy Knight's name.
These are the reasons that Andy now thinks that Jacksonville...
Jacksonville's got a chance.
Might
actually he's been
score.
Happy since San Diego. Since Spygate passed, he's been giddy. Everything ended with a smile and a joke. He was old Bill today. I don't know. Just cranky faces, throw-up face,
no,
the blue shirt.
I said that, Andy.
You did. I've never seen that before. And in the beginning, to just flat out say, and who's the other safety, 26, I can see him.
Veteran guy.
When was the last time he did that?
Wow.
He's worried.
Okay, well, you know, there could be something on his mind, you never know, other than the game.
Yeah, the Colts.
Well, if there is, then that's a bad thing, too.
Yeah, the Colts.
That's why he couldn't remember the game. He was watching a film with the Colts before he died.
Said Sanders, I mean Knight.
Well, you're not
Kelvin Hayden.
Pick at all, are you?
No.
It's not enough to make you...
No, Fred, you know what he's doing? You know what Fraudheart's doing? He's saying that right now he's not sure if he's going to pick the Colts or the Patriots. He thinks the Colts have a chance. And then next week, the Patriots will be a 7-point favorite, and Andy will pick the Patriots and the points. So,
I'm going to tell you, if the Colts play well this weekend and Harrison plays, and these Patriots don't win 52-7, I might be taking the Colts.
You won't.
52-7 in the playoff game. Yeah.
Well, Peter King says that he'll believe that Harrison plays when he splits out wide right at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Good one, Peter. Peter King also with Frank Cooney
says,
can't
get anything past
Tom
Peter
Brady
King.
And Brett Favre are both the MVP.
You can't get anything past Peter King, though. I'll tell you, he, unlike
certainly
other people,
not a coffee or a donut,
will be able to report that Marvin Harrison will play if he's indeed on the field at the start of the game. Back to you, Brent.
Now, isn't that something like I should say? Shouldn't he be getting the inside information?
Yes.
Like, he's an inside information. So someone like me should be saying, I'll believe it when I see him line up. Peter King should be telling me if or not he's going to line up.
You know, it's
wasn't
like,
he 100% wrong a week or two ago about
that? Yeah, well, he said that Billick
was
saying.
Oh, yeah, that was
and
the one.
Now he says that Biscotti actually called him back, revealing him as the source, and said, sorry, I told you about that. I changed my mind. I'm sorry I made you look bad. Hmm. So he's blaming it on the owner.
And the Ravens will never be good.
And he writes that.
Right.
The Ravens will never be good because if he's calling him back,
see, now if
he
I,
feels comfortable selling him out, terrible.
If I was the owner for the Ravens, first of all, he'd never be getting any information from me again. And if I was the writer, I would take the bullet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
you take
right,
the
right.
bullet.
You definitely don't write that. Yeah. Absolutely. And then you say the next time, hey, remember the last time you called and you did, you know.
Right.
Let's try to make up for that one.
I love how us little losers in this little concrete room critique media, radio, TV, writers.
No question. No question. What do you think we're in this concrete room for? Because we're never out there enough to.
So is Felger behaving? I notice he's here on a Thursday.
He's all right.
He's got Paul's.
He's all right. He's got a one-on-one with the quarterback for Comcast Sportsnet.
What was that?
You heard him.
Paul's letting him walk all over the stadium with his ID. I don't know what's going on.
No, I didn't.
He just went into football ops.
See, look at him. He's like shaking his head. He is using my computer, however.
Does he think the Patriots have a chance Saturday?
To lose? Patriots?
Felger?
He thinks the Jags have a chance. His whole thing is, everyone's saying it's a blowout for the Patriots, but everyone said that against the Eagles and the Ravens and the Giants, and it didn't happen.
Not everyone's
so
saying that.
They have to get better.
I don't know about blowout. Well, I mean, we kind of are, but
yeah. But everyone outside this building, yeah. I don't hear everybody saying that.
I think everyone's tempering.
I think this
their
is the perfect
pick
matchup
with,
for the Patriots.
But you know,
I do too.
Jaguars are playing well.
What's the big? Oh no, some of those Super Bowls are huge. I was going to be a Patriots fan there and say, "What's the biggest playoff win in history?"
Well, the Bears and the Redskins was, what, 73-0? Yeah. So 73-0.
Just a couple, I do not think that it'll be bigger than that.
A couple of years ago, Jacksonville beat more than a couple
62
now.
62-7.
62-7, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they beat the Dolphins.
It'll be in that ballpark.
No. 41-10.
Well, I really think
Packers,
the Colts, Patriots, and the Colts cruise. I think the intrigue comes in the NFC.
I agree.
Yeah, that Green Bay game will be intriguing.
Tom's getting
the
swagger.
He's worked up because a couple emailers emailed in yesterday picking the Giants.
Everyone's picking the Giants. Everyone on ESPN. If you want to talk about not being respected, if you want to play the disrespect
card. He just turned
card,
into the Patriots fan only
saying,
as a Cowboy.
Okay. If you wanted
well,
to.
Well, the only thing is only 58% of the country's picking the Cowboys. Yeah. It's like 80% of the country picking the Patriots.
Well,
this
you know what?
Difference.
That's not true because I went
I just saw the numbers just flash by on ESPN.
I went on ESPN.com this morning and as of whatever time it was, over 70,000 people had voted, and 55% were picking.
Well, that's not the numbers they're putting up
New
on
England?
The scroll on ESPN.
No, I know, but on ESPN.com, 55% were picking the Jaguars.
Too. I think you got
55.
That,
I don't think that's right.
That's
yeah,
wrong.
I don't
you
think
read
that's
it wrong.
Wrong.
Of fans,
a majority.
They're putting a scroll up every 30 seconds.
Well, maybe that was
the Colts are 87%.
Well, I get it early. I get
the
it
Patriots
early.
Are 78%.
You know, so that was at 8 o'clock.
Well, maybe this was also yesterday when you just pulled a no show for the show and claimed okay. that you weren't on the schedule.
This is at 8 o'clock this morning. Was 55% Jaguars, and I was actually thinking of emailing Frank Tadick because I was going to say I'd like to have. Pose the question, who do you think's going to win and who do you want to win? Because I think if you did it that, you'd get different.
Yeah, but are you talking about NFL.com?
No, ESPN.
Are they
and
asking
what was the question?
Who has the chance for the biggest
upset? Who
do you upset?
Think will win, Patriots or Jaguars?
Okay, well, that question on the scroll that they keep putting up is 78% Patriots.
On ESPN.com. No, I'm sorry. It was NFL.com.
Here we go.
Okay.
It was NFL.com.
Okay.
That's
see?
Why I was asking.
That's
I
all.
Thought you were
on NFL.com, it was 55%.
Because they've been doing
Jaguars.
The scroll for all four games, and the Colts were like 81%. The Patriots okay. were 78. And the only one that was even close was the Cowboys at 58%.
No, on NFL. I'm sorry. On NFL.com, was 55% Jaguars.
Plus, Frank Cooney votes a lot.
And that's why I was thinking of emailing
Frank Cooney,
Paddock.
Fred. You got to do something about him.
Is he the guy that did it again?
Yeah, he split the
he
vote.
Split the vote on the All-Pro.
How can you not? How after what he did for the MVP, how can he not pick Favre?
Yeah,
Favre's got to be his
best
pick.
Player in the league, but he's not the best quarterback.
No, he's trying to. He's getting the name Sports Exchange out there.
He shouldn't
just
do that.
Just in time for us to quit.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we should do. We should try to get involved in some of these awards and then just pick really off the wall so people
so that
call,
they call
us and we say Andy Hart from Patriots.
I already
Football
told
Weekly.
You what
David
we need
Garage.
To do, Fred.
What?
You're not proactive anymore, like the guy for Jacksonville. He does, you know. We got to do stupid power rankings and make fun of people. That way, we'll get on ESPN, like Jaguars.com did.
Like Andy and Tom were saying, we'll put the power rankings up, and we'll pick the Patriots at one, and then we'll put 2 through 32 vacant with an asterisk, saying Bill wouldn't let us pick anybody.
Yeah,
just to get us out there a little bit.
Okay.
Meanwhile, okay. you're some fabricator.
Well, what you do is you do 1 through 31 with all the teams, and the Patriots are just separate because it's just a given.
Yeah, you just can't even rank them.
You know.
Kind of like the draft, it doesn't include the Patriots pick. I mean,
thumb your nose.
Did you guys see the report in San Diego News, whatever, Union Tribune, whatever it's called? And they had, the, you know, I don't know if Peter King writes for them now, but, you know, big report, San Diego Union Tribune.
How dumb is Peter King?
Antonio Gates may play Sunday.
Oh, good.
May. He may miss the game. He may play. I mean,
I heard he wasn't playing. He had a
but isn't
dislocated
it,
toe.
I don't think he's
questionable.
I don't think he's playing.
And they're not going to declare him out right. now. I don't think he's going to play, but he's questionable.
Right.
So to have a big report and they're putting on a scroll saying he may miss the game.
Right.
Thanks.
Right.
Well, just in case everyone was wondering, Jessica Simpson won't be attending the Cowboys
right,
game.
Yeah, she's
on
out.
Sunday.
She's
as
out, out
could,
for the Cowboys
as if
game.
I could care less.
At my house. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I won't be.
Giselle will be at our game. She always is. Yeah.
And no one seems to care because Brady throws 50 touchdowns and wins.
Well, the difference is Giselle doesn't have a CD that just came out. See, this is what this is all about. Tony Romo, she's going to throw him to the curb in a couple of months, guaranteed.
I bet you
she's using him because he's stupid. He has no idea what he's doing, and she's just using this to sell records.
Well, I know
we're all feeling really bad for Tony Romo.
She can use me anytime, baby.
I know we're going to do our picks tomorrow, but I got to come out and say that I'm really going to lean toward picking the Giants in this game.
You'll be wrong.
I'm really going to lean toward picking. Okay, Peter King. Just say it.
I
really think that with T.O. possibly out or at the best, you know, hindered.
You know what this is.
Terry Glenn is rusty at best.
Too much museum
and,
work.
And the Wade Phillips factor. I don't think Wade has the leadership to keep this team together in a game like this.
Okay.
I think they're going to fold.
And with Young is restless, that's Fred Kirsch.
I think they're going to fold.
All right. Well, I just think it's funny that they're talking about Garrett being the coach next year after Phillips led him to the best record in the NFC. That shows you what a puppet he really is. If this doesn't earns you to get fired, you know what I mean? Like, so obviously you know he's a joke if you're going to fire him after this season.
Imagine what he's going to say. Remember all those comments we read when he said, I was a great defensive coordinator. And
maybe you guys remember my record at Buffalo?
Right. Well, now he really can say, well, I mean, I led him to a great record.
He knew it.
He did. It was like 49-38. He told us at the combine.
It's going to go up again, and he's going to get axed again.
Okay. So.
What else you got?
Shall we get to some emails?
Oh, can I quickly tell my Asante Samuel story? I forgot to tell you yesterday because, Fred, I know you like us to give the flavor.
Sure.
Asante Samuel walked through the locker room yesterday past Richard Seymour's locker, who was doing a large media gathering, towards the weight room, strutting, you know, the watermelon walk with arms. Tom's walk. And he yells, anybody seen the weight room? In like this real heavy, deep, oh, I have. And just kept strutting by, which was just a random, because he's not really that loud. He's not really that vocal.
That's true.
He's pretty quiet.
He never really makes a lot of noise.
So you think he was making fun of someone? Was that directed at anyone?
I think he was just having fun.
Yeah. He can never take the story. He's got to read between the lines. What did the story mean? And for the record, Santonio Holmes wears, what were they?
Underwear.
Oh. Santonio Thomas, you mean?
Something deep, Andy. Football deep.
No, there was no foot.
I know.
Balls deep.
Yeah, balls deep boxer shorts.
Oh.
Can I not say that?
Oh,
it's a company. He bought them. They're hanging in his locker.
Yeah.
Sorry. Football's deep underwear.
Now, I could see if Randy Moss had a company called Deep Balls, that would be different.
He does have a company, doesn't he?
Just when you think.
He sell those masks. Just, or
sell
his company.
The Moss mask.
Just when you think we're going to get in trouble, Fred comes in.
So I can always stand behind Fred in the firing line.
Fred followed that up with.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address, webradio@patriots.com. I really do think the Giants are going to win that game.
Hi-ho, perfect attendance today.
He really is leaning towards the Giants.
Clearing the way for the Packers to go to the Super Bowl.
As I predicted.
Yeah. So,
Colts Packers.
All right.
That's not right.
What?
I say you know what you did.
See, he's got to say every possible version.
So he can say he was
exactly.
Right.
He's such a fraud. No, he's not even.
He's
a
fabricator. Says the man who just goes, I'm staying out of it, sort of leaning towards maybe picking the Giants.
I'm staying out of it.
I've been saying Colts Packers for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. But you're going to pick the Patriots tomorrow.
Next week when
next
they play
next week. Next week. When they play the Colts.
I'll most likely be picking the Colts.
Really?
No,
okay.
He's not. He's
something
relevant.
Tom's got this nailed perfectly. Something will happen in the San Diego Indianapolis game.
Well,
that discourages him from picking the Colts.
I'm sorry if I'm objective and I make weekly decisions.
And
I don't just
come out of IR.
Stubbornly stick to what I said 10 months ago.
You said it yesterday.
What did I say? I don't remember.
You and Mitt Romney should have a radio show.
I hate Mitt Romney. I hate him.
You just like him.
No, he has no opinions. I have opinions. They just change.
No, he has opinions. They change.
No, his change when his advisors
say, candidate of
polls
change.
Say you'll go up 1% if you change to this.
What time is it there, Hi-Ho?
5 past 1.
106.
You call your boss Hi-Ho?
Gotta go.
What kind of respect is that?
Where are you going to go?
Well, he's got a thing.
You got a thing?
On EEI? Wow. With the Big Show?
You're naked, my point.
Yes, Fred.
No, with, I mean.
I just decided to go to EEI for a while.
I'm going to Planet Mikey early.
Right. We're going to tape Planet Mikey today.
Is Glenn on?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
It's a playoff
You're
game this weekend.
You're naked, my point.
Okay. I got to go and listen to them tell me how, you know, Belichick created Earth and all its beings.
But he won't be saying that when they're saying it.
All right. Well, have a good time.
Thank you.
Did anybody see the 7'7 monster for UNC
yeah,
Asheville?
Yeah, wears 28 shoes.
Look at this guy.
Holy
Christ. Oh, my God. Look at Hansborough next to him. Look at Hansborough.
And he got dunked on.
Yeah, Hansborough dunked on him. Well, look how small Hansborough is.
He can't
is.
Move at all, though, huh?
Not much, but watch him dunk. Watch this.
We're watching TV.
Oh, my God. How tall is he? 7'7"?
7'7".
Where did he come from?
UNC Asheville.
Yeah.
All right. I only lost by college.
I was going to cross the line there.
All right. Well, while we watch TV on radio, let's get to some emails. Webradio at patriots.com. Have we had any phone calls besides Cali Girl?
No.
No?
No.
I think I heard Lucky on EEI today.
Did you?
Just when I was driving in.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
I don't like when we're cheated on.
Because he hasn't been around here. He's saying he's busy. He's
We got to fix the planes.
All he wanted to do was meet Lori. Yep. That was it.
All right. Well, you know, it's not a bad thing. But now she's engaged.
Yeah, she's off the market.
She's off the market. Well, not technically. Still
That's right. She has to have the
There's still a chance for Randy.
Find out if she's really, really sure.
Right. Time out. Why are you teaming up on
Until
me?
She gets in
Yeah, but their relationship doesn't matter because it's Andy's already married anyway, and he's not going to leave his wife, so it's a pure affair. It's not going to be like
it's a
Guma
situation. Yeah,
right. The best kind.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some emails. Paul's gone.
Thank God.
Oh
man, he wouldn't shut up today.
Actually, with the ad count and the issue, you know, we might have to lose some weight going forward. So you know, it's like, you know, when you get that airplane in the movie and you just can't take off, and you got to start throwing seats out. And next thing you know, everything that you can throw out is gone except for the people, and people start looking at each other.
The fat guy goes first. You're going to at least give him a parachute?
Well, we haven't taken off yet.
With all this hot air, he'll float like a balloon.
Oh. All right, Adam in Minnesota, let's start it off here. He says, I miss poor old decrepit Frank. He gets made fun of, picked on, and laughed at, but then again, he deserves every second of it.
He's back.
I don't think there is a person who even remembers or cares who the hell Frank is. And by the way, how worthless are Eric's updates? Kyle Echol is back in practice today. All right, tell us something that matters. But I guess he is just another Frank. But do you guys and Frank think that Jacksonville seems to be very one-dimensional with the run? I don't think that if pressured, Garrard gives them a strong passing option. Wondering what you guys and Frank think about it. Pats come out on top because Pats fans are biased. 38-17, keep up the good work.
Well, I think they have a slightly better passing attack than they had the last time they came here in the playoffs. You know, they had a decent season. They don't have any big playmakers. That's the problem. You know, their playmakers, their running backs, and their quarterback is a manage the football, make some plays, not
And I
make
think,
plays.
I think they get a lot of their big passing plays against bad teams.
Yes.
You know, I was watching them last week against Pittsburgh, and I said to myself, you know, this is the team I thought I was going to see right here. You know, the 9 for 21, there was no big plays down the field. I just don't think that's how they're built. I think they were built to beat the Colts when the Colts couldn't stop the run.
Right.
And now you have to score points to win in this league, and I just don't think they score enough. Plus, you look at what the Saints did to them. See, I think that's one of the games you can look at. The Saints bombed them all day long for, was it 42, 45 points?
Yep.
They could not stop that passing game. They said today, Bill and Josh McDaniel said they stay in nickel. They don't use six defensive backs. That's telling me Minnesota Vikings all over again. A linebacker on the field. I think they're going to get killed.
It was strange today, Fred. Josh McDaniels was asked what they do when teams spread them out. And he said they're basically a nickel team. They don't go dime a lot. Not a lot of people have done it to them, but they don't really make adjustments. It was very strange. They were almost saying,
giving up what they do. Yeah.
So we're going to be spreading them out. It was weird.
Okay.
So should I take that the other way and say they're going to come out in a power eye right? And
so it should be like a blitzkrieg. Just bomb away until they're traumatized and then get them up the middle.
I would think you'll see four receivers, then Falk motioning to empty and just spread them out. And
I'm liking our chances. Let's see.
I'm liking our chance.
By the way,
I'm leaning towards picking the
Pats. Did you have a big electronics discussion without me yesterday having to do with HDTV?
It was 2 days ago, I think.
No, it was yesterday.
Yesterday we talked about cable and
all that. No, because
anything I can help you out with?
No, Andy's HDTV wasn't working right and
some people have noticed on NBC that there's a slight blur sometimes.
That's pixelization, you mean, when the things are moving? No,
just a slight. Well, that's pixelization is different from the blur. And the blur is just a product of some of the older TVs. There's HD TVs that are already out of date. Mine's one of them. You get a little blur. It's not the 1080p. It's not the best. So you can get a little blurrage on some sports. And it's motion. Motion affects it.
That's not good.
Well, I mean, it's like anything else. You got to upgrade.
Do you notice that your voice and the audio and the video sometimes is out of sync?
Right.
Yes.
Not very often anymore.
But that's
very
annoying.
Slightly, yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, I don't notice it as much anymore.
Problems.
The voice thing, they battled that early on in HD. Because the problem is, and you'd know more than this than I don't, but it's like two separate channels.
It is two separate channels.
Video
but,
and audio.
They got to figure that out.
Well, they have pretty much. It was terrible in the beginning. You'd watch NBA games.
See it.
The guy would bounce the ball. The ball would already be back up, and then you'd hear it hit the floor. It was like off by a lot.
Here's my question for you, Fred. On my HD channels, I have sort of a widescreen TV, and on the normal channels, like a 16:9 version.
Widescreen TV.
Yeah, and on the normal channels, the whole screen is filled, and then on the HD channels, there's the very ends of it are cut off.
They have the shoulder pads.
How do I fix that or can
Well, you can't.
You have
fix
it in the
that.
Wrong format. No.
Well,
yeah, you got it in the wrong mode.
Yeah.
Is it same
a true
thing was
HD
wrong with mine.
Feed?
Yeah.
You have it in the wrong mode.
So like you go to WGBH and it's HD and it still
yes,
has the shoulder
I go to the
pads?
HD channels.
Yeah, so all you got to do is go
wrong
to
mode.
The settings. You've got the settings set at 14 whatever.
Oh, okay.
You got to change it.
Not surprisingly, he picks the freaking public broadcasting.
No, cuz you can always count on them to have a HD broadcast.
Okay. So what will that do to the other channels that aren't HD? Will that mess up
no,
the picture?
It won't.
No, it'll be fine.
Okay. Oh. Thank you, Boomer. Apparently that quote is from Tommy Boy.
What?
The Asante Samuel.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, no.
What? Oh, I thought that's what he was doing. I thought that's why you brought it up, because if you didn't know it and you brought it up, then the story made
I just
even
thought it
less
was weird that the guy
did.
That never speaks in the locker room was yelling.
Yeah,
well,
it's from
see,
Tommy
there's always
Boy.
More to the story than meets the eye, like
you
I said.
You've never seen Tommy Boy?
Son of a... Oh, I love that movie.
When he's looking at the girl at the pool and he goes, "Oh, Tommy, don't use your gym line," and he comes off.
Oh, yeah, goes, yeah.
You know where the gym is?
No, that's one of my favorite movies. The whole get a good look at a T-bone by sticking my head up a bull's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it. It's one of the greatest quotes in movie history.
Mike from Wilbraham says, I was just wondering if you had heard if Mike Peterson was going to play for the Jaguars.
He's not going to play.
I know he has been out for 7 weeks, but I have heard he is trying to get Del Rio to let him play.
No.
So he's out.
Del Rio said it a day or two
ago, I think.
Yeah.
And do you know who split the vote between Favre and Brady?
Cooney.
Was it that Bill Walsh and Peckerwood that guy is?
Yes.
Yes, it was. And by the way, since this is my first time emailing.
Who's this?
This is Mike in Wilbraham. Tom is great. Paul is great. Andy is great. Fred is marginal. Gary does an amazing job, and Lori is good. If I am forgetting anyone, I apologize. You must be gay or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even first-time emailers, yep. I love it.
Yeah, you can see that one coming, though. That was an easy setup.
But it was
setup.
Good.
That was an easy setup.
Wilbraham, where's that?
Wilbraham, that's Western Mass, isn't it? Or
it's,
Northern?
It's quite a Northern Mass right on
the New Hampshire
the
border.
New Hampshire border, yeah.
Oh, so he's a liberal.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I was watching the thing the other night, and they kept doing geographic,
yes.
Like drawing northern Massachusetts, southern New Hampshire.
All of Massachusetts is liberal,
oh, yeah.
Pretty much,
oh,
except
Fred,
for
by the
Capella.
Way, there's another debate tonight. Andy and Tom are going to watch. Another Republican presidential debate.
Are you going to watch?
Fox News Channel.
What, on the Fox News
Channel.
It's 42.
Yep. Okay.
41. It's not in HD.
Not in
what
Rhode
time?
Island. It's not, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fred will be in bed by then.
You have DVR, though. You can DVR.
I don't go to bed till late.
Whenever we're on the road, you can't get to your room quick enough.
That doesn't mean I go to sleep.
I do.
Don't you say I'm tired? I want to go to sleep.
I read.
Oh, all right.
I read.
If it's an early game, I do go to bed early because, I need my energy for the next day. So, Marquise from Washington, D.C., tell me, guys, I've watched every minute of every game. Why was Adela so highly touted in the offseason? He hasn't impressed me much. He's not as fast as advertised and not as good a rusher as Vrabel. What do you think? I also agree with the lady. Jags will show up 35-24. Who's the lady?
I think
the lady who emailed in a little while ago.
No, you. I
think he meant you.
Yeah, you said they have a chance.
Yeah, you said you're leaning towards picking the Jags.
No, the Chargers, you fool. I said I'm leaning towards picking
the
Chargers.
Oh. The lady's taking the Chargers.
So, Adalys Thomas.
He's been a disappointment. We've talked about it.
Has anyone,
is it a matter of just he doesn't have the freelancing, license that he did in the Ravens? And he's.
No, here's the thing. If you pay him that kind of money, you're expecting him to do more than he did.
Right.
We said it in training camp, though. He always looked like he walked a little funny. And we thought maybe he's playing hurt. And.
Well, he had that ankle thing forever, but I don't think he has that anymore.
I'm wondering if he's been playing hurt all year, though.
Could be.
And that's why maybe he's not, you know,
what everyone
thought.
That's the kind of excuse that Patriots fans will appreciate.
To say, is Ellis Hobbs playing hurt, too?
Right. And, you know, one of the excuses, I think, is a legit one, because Vrabel made the same excuse, playing inside. You don't have the chance to make plays. But he's been outside for a month or so now, more than a month.
The whole season.
What?
Well,
no, I'm talking about Thomas.
Oh, okay. You just
Thomas
said
has been outside.
Right.
No,
right,
Vrabel
right.
always said, you know, you can't make plays inside. He comes back outside. He's got 12 and a half sacks. He's getting votes for Defensive Player of the Year. Adalis Thomas moves outside late in the year, and he hasn't really done all that much.
But then again, like you said, maybe they're not throwing the kitchen sink at these teams.
And make a play.
I mean, he does make plays at the end of games when they throw, when they do blitz. He's usually the guy that's in the backfield.
I haven't seen him. Remember Mike Vrabel in Pittsburgh? Every single play he was in the backfield.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a time where I felt Adalis Thomas was doing that.
Maybe they're playing possum.
But he does. He's in coverage a lot.
You can't play possum like that. You can either rush the passer or you can't.
And I don't care. And if he's in coverage, then make a play there. He's supposed to be a safety in a corner, and he can play every position. He got $35 million. Do something.
Okay.
Are they throwing his way, though, when he's in coverage? I mean,
again, this is one of those things
where...
Did
they throw his way in Baltimore? I mean, make a play.
Yeah.
Make a play.
Is he getting beat? Do we see him getting beat?
I've seen him
in the running game not be that great.
And I've seen him chasing in the passing game. He may not be as fast as he was advertised. Because I see him chasing a lot of guys that he was billed as a speed guy that was going to help him with all these tight ends and backs and everything. I'm not sure he's as fast as he was advertised.
All right. Josh writes in, "Hey, guys, this is Josh from Lemonster. Apparently you guys didn't remember me last time. I wrote in a few ago. I used to write in a lot around February and March of last year, but then lost internet access for a while."
Oh.
They don't have it in jail? No, I'm only kidding. Anyway, now that I'm back in New England, I've gotten a chance to watch the show on Tuesday nights and have come to three conclusions.
Uh-oh.
One, Andy's head really isn't that big. Maybe it's just the camera.
Hey!
But TV is supposed to add, not subtract. Two.
Yeah, good call. You're a good guy, Josh.
Two, Fred has to be the twin brother of Norm from Cheers. And three, Paul has the worst comb-over I have ever seen.
That's a great email.
Oh, that is great.
I'd read that earlier.
That's going to hurt him bad.
But I won't leave Tom out. I had to go to the newspaper website for this one. Tom's the low man on the totem pole. How the hell did you ever let Andy get ahead of you?
He was here first. They don't just let you come in and say.
I think I've taken that spot over for Tom.
Yeah, you're
by
definitely the
way.
It has nothing to do with ability here. It has to do with tenure.
Mm. Yeah.
Because none of them, Paul's proof of that.
By the way, Andy, how did that work out for you on the show last night?
What?
The
I looked great.
Yeah?
You wore a shawl on TV? Is it?
No.
He was wanting to know whether he should put a sports coat on for his appearance, and I told him definitely he should.
Is it your, you know, junior varsity coat that you wear on your away trips for football?
Yeah.
Well, as I told Eric,
not good.
Until last week, it was the only one I owned. I don't make enough money to have multiple coats.
Oh, crap. Come on. Sell off an acre. You could buy out.
Fred, in his defense, he is buying two new cars. Now he's looking at, what were you buying next year? Oh, a new TV.
Yeah.
So
I got to get rid of the blur.
His money is tied up right now.
He did double his
suit
liquid. Output,
though. He's not liquid.
I got a new suit.
Right. He's doubled his output in the last week.
Really? You got
so.
A new suit? Does it fit?
Yeah.
It's off the rack.
Fred, off the rack. Yeah. I mean, these guys buy their suits off the rack.
Nah. I don't have $700 like you, and I'm waiting for China. Word on the street is when we go to China in a couple of years, like $100 in the hotel, you'll be able to get a tailor-made suit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Josh says also, how do you guys feel about Mike Jenkins, the cornerback from USF? I know it's early for draft analysis, but I went to USF and have seen this guy play a lot, and he is flat-out good. Not as good as Asante, but definitely better than Gay. And give him a while, and he'll surpass Hobbs. Kuypers had him as one of the top 10 seniors for most of the season, from what I've seen. But if we don't sign Samuel, we'll be hurting at cornerback, and he's probably the best one in the draft.
Yeah, I like him. He's played well every time I've seen him. I don't like him as much as I do Kaysen from Arizona, but he's a physical corner that he's fast. That's what I was saying about South Florida yesterday. They're fast. Their guys aren't very big, so that's why the linebackers, I'm not sure if they would fit well here. But as far as corners go, he doesn't get beat.
How did University of South Florida get all these good players?
I
went to University of Tampa, and that was the school that you go to for the parties. They just had built their dome. They didn't even have a team.
Well, you know what happened? It's overflow. You know, it started with Florida State, Miami, Florida, and then there's so many kids
down there.
Now that's why Central Florida and South Florida are starting to get not only good, but the other schools aren't getting the talent they used to get.
Right.
And so I think that's part of the reason. Plus, I think schools like that, their academics aren't.
Yeah,
you know, right. you can't get in.
So.
See, the problem
no one's
is
looking.
10 years ago, Miami wanted to be called the Harvard of the South. They put in these new restrictions to get into the school. So now you look in your South Florida or Central Florida, and say, well, you can't get into Miami. Yeah, we make a couple of exceptions here, and all of a sudden you got Kevin, you know, Smith running the football, and
no one looks about, like ESPN's McFadden? Not digging up.
Did you guys hear about McFadden?
What?
Was put in handcuffs last night for an altercation at a piano bar.
Wow.
I could not push him further away from me.
He wasn't
he
wasn't actually arrested, but he was put in handcuffs.
Yeah, he is not coming here. No. We can guarantee you that. We don't even have to go to the combine and see him.
I'm almost going to guarantee you now he's never going to be great. Because he's had
too
many problems.
He's doing at a piano bar. <That's>
and why are you talking like that?
Finally, Josh says, I was listening to the Tuesday show at work today, and when Gary played the police sirens while Andy was telling the story about going to the TV show, I panicked. I thought my cell phone was going off. It's new, and I thought it might be some kind of default ring. I almost fell out of the chair, then started looking around at three people staring at me, wondering what the F I was doing. It's bad enough when I laugh out loud at you morons. Now this.
You're calling us a moron?
I know,
you heard sirens and you fell out of your chair.
Yeah.
Gary, don't ever play gunshots. My God.
I'll have a heart attack.
But I have to say, though, that I was thinking of proposing that a law be passed that on the radio you can't play sirens.
I agree. Some of those rap songs have it in like the chorus, and I always look up.
Yeah. You know.
I agree.
So if we can't use our cell phones, they shouldn't be able to have sirens on the
radio. Use our cell phones.
Well, some towns and states are now banning it.
No,
towns?
New York does, but I thought Massachusetts.
Oh, you can hear, but in like Brookline, I think they have a local ordinance that you can't.
See, now that's tough because if you don't know where the laws are,
I got to get out the law book while I'm driving, and that's more dangerous.
That's got to be state for state. Either you have it or you don't.
State, exactly.
Were you holding up a sign, Gary? Oh, I thought you were holding up a sign. Justin in Alaska.
The best host in the business for nothing.
Justin in Alaska has hate. I just have to say that I hate with a passion the play-by-play voice of the Colts. I don't know who he is and how long he's been doing it, but no voice in the NFL drives me as crazy as his whiny, high-pitched shrill that the guy uses. Do you know of whom I speak, and do you hate him as well?
No.
I've heard the guy.
Yeah, I've heard the
and
guy.
This is one of those guys that I can't stand these guys. They don't really have voices for radio. This is a new breed of these young kids that come out of Syracuse that all want to get on the radio. So what he does is when he gets really excited to mask his high, shrill voice, they start to growl, wah! Like that, and it's terrible.
I don't think I've ever heard him. Or
That is
Bob Lamy.
But Bob Lamy, according to the Colts. According to the Colts media.
Did he go to Syracuse?
Bob Lamy
is the voice
of the Colts.
It's these young kids that all want to get into broadcasting, but they don't have the pipes like Goulet.
Goulet.
Like Gil.
Yeah.
And that's his official title in the media guide, Voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy, L-A-M-E-Y.
By the way, Goulet doesn't have the pipes anymore either.
Well, yeah. Dead, you know. But anyway.
Great play by Philly.
But I know I've heard him because on Sirius they do the highlights after the games, and they use a lot of the local calls. You know,
is Adam Schein a guy with the pipes?
What are you doing?
No
spare time?
Way, Jose.
Listen to Sirius.
You're always telling us, I heard this on Sirius, I heard this on EEI.
And by the way, you commute like 5 minutes, so it's not like you have this two-hour commute.
That's what I'm wondering, because I never hear sports radio, because I just go right home.
One guy I do like from another team, he has a Sirius morning show like at 8 o'clock, and I always listen to him because I have to drive my son to basketball practice. So I always listen to his show, but he's also the play-by-play guy for the Vikings. His name is Paul Allen. He's very good. I like him. Anyway,
I like him.
This is also still Justin in Alaska. Fan Paul versus Writer Paul. Fan Paul wants the Colts to lose. Writer Paul wants the Colts to win in order to have a memorable AFC championship game. Writer Paul is a moron. Fan Paul is a moron, but at least he wants the right team to win. Of course, we want the Bolts to win. We can crush them. The Colts will be harder. Splash page. FYI, for the website dude, the splash page is a pain in the arse. Also, I send the money for Cheers email some suggestions for being warm.
Chris.
I know. I live. What's that?
I started the foundation.
Oh, money for Chris.
Yeah.
Chris
for
sure.
You started a fund for Chris?
Yes, it's moneyforchris@gmail.com.
Home heating assistance.
Oh,
for Chris.
That's very nice.
Yep. Yeah. We got a $1.07 upstairs in the canister.
I took
my dollar back.
Oh. Yeah.
Carol, so what is your thoughts on the failed expats coach possibly going to Atlanta? I'm for it. I think he's done well in college, and he's a big name that maybe can help rebuild that poor, shattered canine of a franchise.
We like to have fun.
Unless he's going to get in trouble, I think he should stay at USC.
I was going to say the same thing, yeah. I mean, if he knows something that's coming down soon.
Then get out.
Yeah, exactly. But if not, then he's got a good thing going.
And I'm not sure he'll be successful.
And he's a great college coach. He's proven that he wasn't so great a pro coach.
But I think he wants to show that he can do it at the NFL level.
You know, he should take a page out of Rick Pitino's book and learn. Just stay where it's good for
him. But here's the thing, Eric. He can't lose. Because if he comes to the NFL and stinks again, college will give him millions.
He'll take the page out of Rick Pitino's book and go back to college.
He has proven himself in college.
Because, I mean, Florida State will be saying, sorry, Jimbo Fisher, here's your million. Right.
Isn't USC paying him enough? Doesn't he have a great deal?
Yeah, about the money.
It's
about the ego.
He wants to try to. But my point is, he can't lose. The team can lose. He can't because
he'll take the
money, come to the NFL, try to show that he can do it there. Then if he can't, he'll just go back to college for the rest of his life and make a ton of money there.
But all I'm saying is, he's a California guy. He's in a great setting. He's recruiting. He's in national titles.
I agree. It's all about proving something to yourself and to your critics
and others
and what you want to do. I mean, maybe he likes being in the NFL and he wants another chance at it. He's just waiting for the right job.
I think all of the above. I really do. Although
if he was coming back to the NFL, he should have went to San Diego.
Right.
Let's see. Salute to Andy. My favorite quote so far from this show is from Andy. It's also my work email signature. Thanks to the Walking Zeppelin.
Went in as a hot dog and came out as orange fire water.
So that's his email signature.
great.
Hopefully you're not in like a classy profession or anything. I mean,
well, it's up in Alaska, so, you know.
Yeah, what could he possibly be doing? Right.
What they do is they carve it into a block of ice and throw it at somebody. That's how they send email.
The governor of Alaska is running for president, right?
He got 200 votes.
Gravel.
Yeah.
Quick game, bust or no bust? Alex Smith.
Bust.
Not yet. What do you think about Martz going over to the 49ers?
A lot of
people have been critical of that it's not going to work out. I think it's a good move. He's an offensive guy. You have him work closely with Smith. See what he can do.
Sure. I'm not totally opposed to it.
A lot of people.
Bust.
His arrogance is what. I mean, I don't like Martz in general, but.
It's a lateral move, in my opinion, though.
It's a lateral move, but I think it's good for Alex Smith, and that's really. They got to get this guy going.
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. Whichamacallit's on a short leash.
No question.
So if Martz goes in there and improves the offense, he might be the next head coach.
Yeah, Nolan had my favorite press conference.
If I'm the owner, I nip that in the bud right away. I don't want to see any of that crap.
Nolan had my favorite press conference since the end of the season when he said, I'm happy to no longer have say over all the football decisions. It'll give me more time. Sure you are.
Yeah.
Maybe the owner wants that, Fred.
Maybe a little competition?
Yeah, maybe he figures, if it doesn't work out with Nolan and this guy shows he's doing well with the offense,
maybe.
See you,
and Nolan's a defensive guy, so.
Yeah. DeBrickashaw Ferguson, bust or no bust?
Bust.
Bobby Carpenter, bust or no
bust?
D'Angelo Williams, bust or no bust?
No bust. He's got a shot next year.
No bust.
But disappointed.
I don't think he's going to be an every down back. I think he can be Kevin Falk.
I think he's Lawrence Maroney, disappointed.
Yes, definitely. But I wouldn't call Maroney a bust yet either.
No. Finally, Nick Mangold.
He's superstar.
Phenomenal. He's great. Yeah.
Whatever the high level was, he's very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not a bust then. Friday, if Craig from South Carolina is your surprise guest, I will be so pissed at you guys. I may contact Mr. Kraft to temporarily cancel you guys.
Why does everyone think that's seriously? We announced we have a huge announcement.
Did somebody say that Craig was coming?
No, these people keep guessing.
They just keep saying it.
We say that we have a huge show lined up, and now they think that, Craig from South Carolina is coming?
It's the day before a playoff game. It's got to be a huge show.
No, but we have something planned. We have a big show planned, and everyone's thinking, boy, it's Craig from South Carolina. I don't get it.
Why?
Just so everybody knows, there's a cheerleader on ESPN right now, and Eric pointed and pretended he likes girls.
No, he probably talked to her when we know him in the preseason when you guys played Tampa, and
they compared wardrobes.
Yeah,
she was comfortable because
not a threat.
By the way, four of our cheerleaders are at this moment headed to China to be over in China for the game on Saturday, and they're going to be doing some appearances
promotional stuff.
No disrespect to the Orientals.
So, I've given them my measurements and gotten a suit.
They're going to be awake at like 8 o'clock
Lori
in the morning
knows your measurements.
I don't know how it works.
She knows the important one.
Broadcast it after or what, but yeah, I don't know how that works. Because it is 8 in the morning when it would be shown. The next
Right, you know. The next day. Yeah.
It's weird, so it happens the day after. I should call and tell them who won.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Joe in Indy says, I Googled
Put a lot
Eric.
Of money on the Patriots.
Joe in Indy says, I Googled Eric to find his website so I could marvel at his work and ran across this article, Controlling the Risk of Lube Oil-Related Fires, Terry Cooper and Eric Scalavino from FM Global.
Yeah.
I won't even make a joke about Eric writing for machinerylubrication.com because it's too easy.
Eric's a lube job expert.
That's from Eric's former employment.
Former employment, yeah. The most boring job in the world.
But
thank
if you
God
do want his website,
that.
It's ericscalavino.com.
No, Fred. Just the last
Scalavino.
Name.
Oh, Scalavino.
Just the last name.
Scalavino.
As all the multicolored hats will tell
Who's
you.
Who's got ericscalavino.com? Somebody else? No?
I don't know. Type it in. Who cares?
God bless
you. NFL.com.
Matt from Waseca wanted to clarify some comments about Belichick doing interviews. He says, I know he does some interviews, but he doesn't just do those call-in TV interviews that I've seen every other coach do in the league. I was mostly wondering why everyone else seems to do them, including Dungy, but it was the offseason he was promoting his book, and Belichick doesn't. I know he doesn't like doing them, and I think he ties that to extra information he can give a coach, but then why don't other coaches stop doing it? Do they get paid for this?
Talking about like those NFL Films team cam things?
I don't know.
Is that what they're talking about?
I don't know.
But
I mean, he does do Patriots Monday, and he's paid for that as part of his contract. And then he'll occasionally call in the night of a game if he knows he can't do it live on Monday.
Right.
Other than that, no, he has no.
Well, he called the fan a time or two. He's got relationships.
Yeah, when he has a friend in the media, he'll do him a favor and call in, but he doesn't make himself available for other than things that he has to do.
Yeah, some people don't like being in the media.
Not during the season. I mean, remember he did the Super Bowl pregame a couple years ago.
He's
done a few different things.
Yeah, he's done some stuff. But I think it's better not to do all those things if you're a head coach.
Here's the other thing, too. Maybe they don't want him.
Right.
I mean, he's the most boring interview. Yeah. No, but he's the most boring interview in the world because he doesn't tell you anything.
Right.
Some of these coaches actually sit there and tell, you know, like Herm Edwards. Who wouldn't want to get Herm Edwards if you were a TV station or a radio show?
Right.
But Bill, he's just going to come on there. He's probably going to give you the straightforward stuff, and he's not as appealing as some of these
others. It's all about entertainment.
Right.
Matt also says, I followed Tom's advice on Tuesday for betting this week's game. Hopefully it works. If not, I'll be asking for handouts.
What was your advice? Dropping $1,000 or something?
No, it was to bet the Colts in Jacksonville. I mean, the Colts and the Patriots, because
and to put your
one of them's going to be NFC. One of them's going to be a blow. Yeah, I didn't really like that part of it though.
You might have wanted to tell him before.
I know he made it.
No, you bet the Colts
on it.
And you bet New England big because you know one of them will be a blowout,
right.
And a good chance both of them will be. So at least you split. You come out, you're already splitting,
right?
And then you might hit both ways.
I don't know, Tom. I don't know if you should be giving betting advice over the radio. You're going to get in trouble.
For what?
People are going to hunt you down. Because
Right. Well, I'm just saying what I would do. There's a reason why I don't do it anymore.
And then not only that, you've pulled back on part of what you would do, and he already placed his bet on Tuesday.
He's lasted this long without someone coming and getting him.
Here's my theory on it. If you're listening for some guy at Patriots.com to give you gambling advice, you better stop gambling in a hurry, or a big hurry.
Andrew writes in, you've got a great show. It's like a combination of NFL Today and the Three Stooges.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I look forward to hearing your picks today. Well, you're going to have to
wait till tomorrow
because we got waylaid, I guess. What happened?
Well, Paul had a thing.
He's got the book.
You know.
I think I was 4-0 this week.
I think I was, too.
Yeah. So I don't know how I did against the spread, but I think
I believe I was 3-1 or 3-0-1.
I'm not sure.
Well, I was the only one that had the Titans, and they lost. They didn't cover. So,
who picked the Redskins?
I did.
You did. So you had two wrong.
I had the Buccaneers.
I didn't pick the Titans to win. I picked against
the
spread.
Yeah. Before I make my picks for the pool I'm in, I sometimes look at statistics. There is one stat that I never see, and I think would be more helpful than many others. I'd appreciate it if you could, one, direct me to where I might find it, and two, let me know if you think this statistic could help a person make better predictions. Rather than points per game or yards per game, I'd like to know how an offense and defense does in terms of points per possession. As one example, this might put the Patriots' defense in better perspective. Points per possession.
I don't know.
I've never thought to look for that.
Points per possession.
I mean, you'd have to do the math yourself, probably. I mean, you can get there.
Yeah.
You know, NFL.com has a ton
I'm
of
just
stats.
Appalled that Scouts.com has Steve Slayton and Mike Hart ranked ahead of Ray Rice.
Which is just on TV that none of you can see.
Andrew also says, maybe P.S., when you guys blow up callers, it's like seeing someone get a pie in the face. There you go.
Like you.
Right.
That's an old radio thing, though, isn't it? Blowing up callers?
Yeah. Imus used to do it all the time. Yeah. Or does now. He's back on the air.
I'm not sure we want to be copying all of Imus' stuff.
Let's see. Ben from Boston, Dover. Mass. He says, I'm a fan of the show and the entertainment, fights, and arguments, as well as the Pats info. Keeps you interested, and I think you guys should get a big-time show on a big-time network without any changes.
Yeah.
But anyways, the games this weekend are locked. Pats up 35-13, Colts up 27-24. If T.O. plays, boys up 34-5-24.
T.O. plays.
If the Favre plays, and he says the Favre.
The Favre?
I didn't put it in there.
The Favre.
Like he did in Dallas, they will lose, but if they play the 5 to 8 yard pass and get yards after catch, they will get better.
Frank Cooney.
Make a pick.
But Seattle has a great chance of pulling it off with the tough, aggressive D. And I have an idea of what we should do with our pick at number 7. It has to be a linebacker. If we use the pick, Maliuna, USC.
He hasn't declared yet. He said he's going back to USC.
Or trade
it with
the Bengals.
Do like Larry Bird. Wait a year.
He wants to trade it with the Bengals for Ocho Cinco and Stallworth to make it worth the letdown Tigers, he calls them. So what would you do that? Oh, shoot.
Trade Stallworth and the pick for
Chad Johnson?
Chad Johnson?
Yes.
I don't think the Bengals would.
No, they
know. Well, you never know with Mike Brown on the show.
No, they'd have to pay the number seven pick.
Yeah, and aren't the Bengals picking like right after? Like, unless, I don't know.
They're a little further down, but.
They could get two picks and trade out.
Just one quick thing here. I keep hearing Dante Stallworth in trade talks. First of all, nobody wanted to sign the guy. Okay, let's be honest here. Nobody was really after him in the free agent market. Second of all, he didn't have a great year. So how much trade value do you think Dante Stallworth has?
Well, we know that 2 years ago he was worth a fourth in Mark Semenu.
Yeah.
A fifth in Mark Semenu? Like a mid-round pick and a Jag linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Maybe some teams are thinking, oh, if we can take a dent out of the Pats offense and take
but
one
he's
of their
not a dent.
He's not.
But he's moving down the depth chart.
Yeah, we know that.
If you
want to
take a dent, take Jabbar Gaffney. He moved ahead of him.
Maybe teams are stupid and won't know that, Tom.
I don't think any team's that stupid. They watch the games, you know.
Well, there are some bad teams out there.
No one's trading for Dante Stallworth.
There's no team in Rhode Island.
Hey.
Everything sucks.
Why do you have to bring up Rhode Island again?
I like taking shots at that little state.
I know. You like taking shots at everybody.
He's a bully.
He is a bully.
Well, I'm bigger than the state. I'm shrinking every day, like Rhode Island.
Quijo writes in, do you guys read Karen Krause's article in the New York Times about Marquise Hill and his number 91 and how it translates to 19? I'm kind of buying into it because up to today, I still don't know how we, the Patriots, won that Ravens game. That game just reeked of the same stench as the Dolphins game last season. I think it is destiny, and opposing teams' fans should just brace themselves. The article even says that the last time he spoke with his mom, he told her that he really thinks the Pats will win it all this year. I'm a bit superstitious, but let me hear what you think.
He had that thought that they might. Right. This is what I think about this stuff. I hate it. I just hate it. See, now if the Redskins had won the Super Bowl, it would have been because Sean Taylor was looking down on them. You know, you saw they got to the playoffs because they were playing for Sean. You know what happened? They went on the road. They played a better team. They got their butts whooped.
And
so
they both would have lost because Denver lost two guys, so they would have won.
Yeah, exactly.
If they had two dead guys fighting for.
What about Darrent Williams and?
Nash. So, you know, we don't want to make fun of you. And I did see a reference to that story. I haven't read it. I didn't know the part of that story. Jarvis Green wears Marquise Hill's shoulder pads.
I saw it.
I didn't know that.
Keep him close to him.
Well, you know, during the season, the pads were in No, Mark Isto's locker. But then the other day, I noticed that they were right outside of Green's locker, and I thought that was kind of strange. I thought maybe they were cleaning out his locker or something. I didn't know what was going on, but that would make sense.
And I'm not saying like these players don't think about their teammate and stuff and want to do it, but it doesn't have any outcome on the games because the Colts don't care, the Jaguars don't care, they just don't care.
Those kind of stories are kind of fun, though, for people to write, you know, because remember Fred, I think it was in Patriots United, there was the little thing about Dick Rabine and the
code.
That code number that came up. And
that was kind of weird.
It was.
But all that stuff you do retroactively.
After the fact.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
it's
the whole
stuff
Kennedy, Lincoln, his secretary was Lincoln, was all that stuff.
You can find it afterwards to make it happen.
Sure.
If you look close
enough. Like the Bible code stuff. Have you guys heard about that stuff?
Well, all I know is you can find anything in the Bible.
Yeah, anything that supports anything.
I can find the Bible an excuse for me to walk over there and punch you in the face.
No. Not
and the Bible will back me up.
That would be Exodus 4:13.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys see that picture of the guy that said he got sucker punched in the bar?
Yeah, they sent it to us yesterday.
But he really didn't, right?
No, he did. We thought Chris Ferreira did it.
Well, Matt from Springfield says, what kind of idiot would get sucker punched, take a picture of himself, and send it along with emails of your story to people you don't know? You'd be better off writing a song about it, just like the rappers when they get shot. You didn't get punched because you had a patch jacket on. It's because you're 36 wearing any team jacket. Let me guess. Did you have the patch shoes on to match? I stopped wearing team jackets when I was 14.
Wow, tough crowd.
Jersey T-shirt is okay, but a patch jacket? Hell no.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Jersey's okay and jacket isn't? Who's this?
Yeah, wait a minute.
This is Matt.
Well, Matt is dead wrong.
Matt from Springfield.
A jersey is way worse than a jacket.
No grown man should be wearing another man's jersey.
A jacket is normal.
He says, if that guy
I don't mind the jersey.
If that guy needs to kill time or find a social life, try MySpace.com. I also got around to listening to Pat's Playbook podcast, the one without John Rook, the reason I decided to listen to one. 5 minutes into the show, the guy opposite Parenti says, the Pats must make David Garrard beat them through the air in order for the Pats to win. Then Parenti says, the Browns were kicking themselves in the face when they saw Jim Sorgi playing in the second quarter. After that, I immediately turned it off.
Aww. Poor Parenti and Chris Price.
Hey, you know what? Everybody's open here.
That's right. Except Eric. But you got to lay it out there, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't.
God bless you, Andy.
Thanks, Eric.
Matt.
Yeah, it says you can't be gay in the Bible, too, doesn't it?
No. The Bible code.
That's,
I was talking about something. There's
the part
a whole different
thing.
He doesn't read that part of the Bible.
I'll explain it to you later.
What, your sexuality or the Bible?
No, the Bible code. It's a different thing, not just the words in the Bible.
You get so frustrated with me. Felge can commiserate. He gets frustrated with me, too.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Isn't he?
Annoying little prick is what you call me.
Annoying little prick.
Oh, absolutely. That's his...
Brutal.
That's what he does.
Brutal.
Did he act this way in his interview?
What?
Did he act this way in his interview?
No. He's all, you know...
Well, nice guy. You've interviewed with Fred. You walk in, he goes, you want the job? You go, yeah. He goes, okay, you start Monday.
that's how
it goes.
I drove 3 hours
here. I just don't have the time.
I drove. It took me 3 hours to get here for my interview. He asked me, what's the last book you read?
Right.
And the answer?
I always have that in the. I always have that
no,
ready to go.
We're talking non-scratch and sniff books.
Anna Karenina.
He didn't tell me though that he read it in high school.
Yeah, Anna Karenina. You didn't ask.
Right. Let's see. Matt wants to weigh in on Arthur Blank. He says, "I'll keep it quick. Screw Arthur Blank. I'm no big dog lover. And hey, it was a tough break when he traded a potential starting QB and then saw his $100 million guy go to the big house." The Bobby Petrino experience was a bitch also, but have you been to Home Depot recently? The store sucks ass.
It does.
Unless you are an expert carpenter, electrician, plumber, HVAC, etc., the expert help treats you like you have a communicable disease. The place used to be great for weekend warriors like me, but for how badly they have let that place go, not enough bad things can happen to Arthur Blank.
Yeah, the
he
help
doesn't
sucks.
Own it anymore, though, right?
No,
he sold
some
it.
Japanese company owns it, but Lowe's is better.
That's probably why.
Lowe's is better.
True.
I think they're both the same.
Yeah, like honestly. You've ever stepped in a hardware store.
He sent the maid.
I went to
IKEA.
Last month I went to IKEA.
That's not a hardware store. Thing, you dope.
That's a hardware store
to him. That's a
furniture
store that you put the furniture
store.
Together yourself.
It's worse.
It is worse.
it's worse.
He bought a lamp from IKEA and it broke, right? You bought a lamp?
No, I bought a dresser, and then I had to hire them to put it together, and at the end of the day, it cost me the same, and it was
cheap.
Miserable.
It
fell apart. It'll fall apart, too.
It's college dorm furniture.
Brutal. Yes, that's what it's for.
But Felger had never heard of IKEA before. It's like if Felger, if you said Walmart, he probably wouldn't know what you're talking about.
You've never been to Walmart, have you?
I have bought cheese heads in a Walmart in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's my one experience.
See, that's how you tell you're rich.
How's that?
Because you don't go to Walmart.
You don't. Do you need to go to Walmart?
Yes.
I go to Target.
I go to Target all the time. Hi-ho.
No, you don't.
All the time.
Hi-ho. You threw that
okay,
out
there. Okay, then
about
that's okay. Because well, I go to
Paul
too.
Stole it like he steals all his material.
Oh, see, Paul told it's me he got that from thing. The Herald.
Yeah, it's a Herald thing. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, Paul doesn't work at the Herald. Why is he using it?
That's where he used to work.
Yeah, 15 years ago, for Christ's sake.
The high school desk when
hey,
I started the Herald.
Him, by the way?
Do you want to hear this real quick? The high school desk when I started the Herald. This was the
crew. This is the one that was left behind story.
These were the interns. / interns, high school sports department at the Herald. Mike Felger.
Wait. As you say the name, I want to list some of their accomplishments. Okay, Mike Felger. TV, his own TV show, his own radio show, a columnist for the Boston Herald. Okay, go.
Tony Maserati.
Columnist for the Boston Herald on ESPN all the time. First Take. EEI. Huge star. Wrote his own book. That's in the top 10. Yeah. Okay, go.
Bill Simmons.
ESPN.com. Wrote for late night TV. On TV all the time. 60 minutes on ESPN. All that.
John Tomasi was in there for a time.
Does a fine job covering the Patriots. He's right.
Got the job over Paul.
Got the job over Paul.
Jim Barrasso.
It looks like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Never heard of Jim
Barrasso. High school hockey coach. His brother was Tom Barrasso, the great NHL goalie for years and years and years.
So his claim to fame is his brother, so he's neck and neck with Paul.
And Paul Perillo.
Paul Perillo.
Paul Perillo, Patriots Football Weekly.
he's Pop Perillo.
So he's neck and neck with somebody's brother.
Basically. Call comes to us direct from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
Did they actually do that?
Yeah, whole show. The whole show.
Whoa. That's great.
Our so opening mad. Says Patriots Pro Football Weekly on your stupid show.
Well, yeah, we're idiots, but, you know, that's
so
us.
The other day, Ross cut it out, so now it says, from Patriots Football Weekly.
Hey, Felger,
didn't even take the breath out.
I saw Andy on Mohegan Sun last night.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't impressed.
He was okay.
He kind of tones it down too much.
No, though. All you guys do.
Whoa. I felt more comfortable last night.
Casale's the only kid that doesn't tone it
there
down. The guy who sits in this seat is by far the worst.
Wow.
Paulie Paul Unplugged?
That's sort of, he's actually, is he doing it right now or he'll be doing it in 10 minutes?
Right. A totally different guy.
Yeah, you should have heard him when he left. He goes, I got to go listen how Bill created the universe and blah. But he doesn't say that
you
when he's on
there.
You
don't hear that on the program, do you?
No. He never calls him on it. He goes, I agree. When am I on next?
Yeah. That's the problem. He's always worried where his next paycheck is.
Oh,
coming.
My God.
He's probably smart, but.
I am, too.
TG and NJ says, I love how Felgi asks, am I pompous? And then proceeds to ask Paul to go upstairs and get his laptop for him so he can use it.
But hold on. Is that arrogant or is that just annoying and demanding? There's
a little arrogant.
A little bit of both.
You came in here presuming that you were going to get a laptop one way or the other. You wanted one of us to march all the way upstairs
not
during our radio
show
to get you a laptop.
I was willing to go do it myself.
But no one would let you.
Yeah, but you knew you can't just walk around the building here.
If you came into my situation and said, I need something, I'm on deadline, I have a
you don't
problem.
Even open the door for
I'd
me
help
when
you
I'm out,
out
in the 12-degree below zero weather.
I didn't know you were out there, but that was funny. This poor guy.
My hands were literally blue, and he comes to the door giggling like a schoolgirl.
He was all huddled up like the
did
nook
you
in
hear
the north.
Him?
I'm slamming on the door, the
we were
wall.
All, we were
I'm
all
pounding
the studio.
On anything
we didn't,
I can touch.
No one was back there.
And can you get it fixed? Is that like, I mean, there's no budget there to
you're,
get the little stupid box
guy.
Fixed?
They have a good budget there. Frankly.
Well, then fix the box. It says dial 001 to be let in, and it goes, meh, 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 meh.
You could always not do the TV show.
No, I need the money. Get them to call me back again.
Dave from the Philippines says, my company here does website design and hosting as a core part of our business.
You're reading emails over
emails
again.
No, because you logged into your own, didn't you?
Well, I'm...
You logged into your own. Just say yes.
I mistakenly got rid of...
Jesus.
Yeah.
I delete him from Web Radio, not from Fred Kirsch.
He mistakenely went to there, took out Web Radio, put his own account...
No.
Signed in with Patriots Are Great as the password.
I mistakenly, you know, backed out of his program. So
oh, okay. Now, what's your problem with Bloomberg?
The mayor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he's a fraud?
I was just giving Jonathan a hard time.
Now, Jonathan thinks he'd
they
be
like
the
him?
Best president
what?
Ever.
They like him?
He likes the
Jonathan
man. I don't
loves,
know his president. But
he said,
likes
"I he goes, he should be president." That was his exact words.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
And I don't know if he thinks he should be president.
And you said he's an effing fraud.
I called him a fraud. And he said, well, you know, he made all that money without a dime in his pocket. And I go, well, then let's get Bill Gates in there, you know.
It was an interesting conversation.
Do you have leanings, Fred?
What?
Do you have leanings?
Do I have leanings?
Yeah. Are you leaning towards anyone?
If I had a gun held to my head today, I would vote for McCain. So would I.
Good man. Good man. That's a good choice.
Well, if I didn't, I wouldn't be a good man.
No, I'm just saying that's a good choice.
Arrogance.
Well.
Pompous.
But I'll say this also, Eric. I think they're all idiots, Democrat and Republican. Okay. It's a shame that this is who we have to choose from.
So you're not happy with the crop, but of the crop you would
of
take.
Of the crop, I'd have to take McCain. Although this country needs a leader who speaks clearly. Where you do all your views and it does this calculation to see who you're closest to.
Yeah.
And I came up with Giuliani.
Well, that's not bad
either. How do you do that? I want to do it.
Where's that?
I'll find it.
It's on the internet somewhere.
Yeah, because I don't know enough about politics, and I'd like to just punch it in and have somebody tell me.
I'll do that. If they tell me Clinton, I'll go nuts.
You kind of have to know that there's a war going on in the Middle East, though.
I know there's a war going on.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
It's going to tell you Giuliani. I mean, Romney.
Tom and I have a lot of very deep political discussions. We've been really thinking about this whole process. Fred's ignoring me while Felger writes something down.
Yes. I do. It's right here. You need it?
Yes.
Oh, now he needs a cell phone?
Now?
Yes.
He needs a laptop?
You're going to call Paul to get his password to log back into his computer.
My God. Yes!
You got to be kidding me.
What I can't.
What are you working so hard on?
I don't mean to interrupt your show. Go about your business.
But what are you working done?
I got to write a story, and I got to file the thing. I forgot my computer.
I'm going to work for the Herald today.
Right. You have the host of our show trying to find a phone number.
Right. You just carry on.
We have a media workroom in here, and there are people from the Herald who work here. Why aren't you using their laptop?
He doesn't slum it with them.
Paul doesn't work at the Herald.
Oh, I see. He's above them.
I see.
He doesn't get along with them, probably.
Sure, really? Does Tomasi like
sure
you?
Do. Absolutely. Well, I can't speak for him. I like Tomasi.
Absolutely. I don't know. Karen?
Tomasi likes him.
Huh? Not in a gay way, of course.
Karen, the best reporter in this town. We need to
Karen's
talk about
phenomenal.
That.
She's been
you
great.
Need to get
she's,
Karen
she's
a raise.
Phenomenal.
She's been great.
She's
no doubt.
By far the best reporter
Bulldog.
In this town.
Tremendous. Yeah.
Every day she comes out with a great story.
Great in the locker room.
But great in general. What? The idea is calling, you know, DBs, calling the AP, getting the coach of the year early. She's great.
No doubt.
She's done
best
a great
reporter
job.
In the town.
She's a great reporter. We've always felt that way. She was a columnist for years and years, and then they put her back on a beat, and you get more value. She's just
phenomenal.
Great reporter.
But she
reporter.
Also has the ability. Paul, he just walked away from the phone to talk to Paul now.
Okay. Go ahead, Fred.
Sorry for the show to interrupt the phone call.
Yeah.
Let's see. What?
Now everybody knows.
What the hell's going on?
Let's see. Strippers this wants to know great. If Wendy Nix is slimming down lately.
Oh, we read that one.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Felgi loves her, so you can answer
it. Yeah, and I think
it.
She's ugly.
But yeah,
who's
she's
that?
Pretty.
Wendy Nix.
We'll say that again.
Oh, she's a smoke show,
she
guys.
Is slimming
down.
She's
slimming sick. Down. She makes me
weight.
Sick.
Of course. She's getting her game together now.
No, she isn't.
She gives me a pain in my stomach.
I think
she's so
pretty.
Freaking ugly. I can't stand
pretty.
You guys.
And I'm not one of those guys who says good-looking women are ugly just to say it so I can sound
sounds cool. That way.
No, I love all good-looking. I just, her face to me is atrocious.
Oh, come on.
It is. It just
harsh.
Is.
And you obviously don't know her because she,
I'm not
honestly,
saying she's
no,
not
but
a bad
that's
person.
Irrelevant.
It makes her sort of hot that she that you can talk to the girl.
No, it's irrelevant.
Well, Eric can talk to any girl because he's got the guts to talk to girls that we don't have the guts to talk to.
It's true. I'm sorry.
You got his eye on. He thinks he's got Catherine Tappan.
He told us that he talks to the hot media members that we're
intimidated by. Don't start throwing names out there that I didn't mention.
Meanwhile, he's never seen a pair of tits in his life.
Whoa! Except on a bull.
All right, Gary's given the that's enough.
He said teats.
That is one of the seven.
It is?
What are the seven?
Shut up.
Well, he's not going to tell you one of the seven.
You've got to be kidding me. What are the other six?
But there's no...
CS, MF.
You're putting that with those? Come on, that's ridiculous.
Good thing you weren't here yesterday. We broke one of those.
Is there any delay here, or is it just... It
no,
goes.
No, it just no. goes.
Just love the
it.
Internet.
I can't believe all the words that people think that are swear words. Like the word I just said? You got to be kidding me.
Well,
yeah, Ross...
You're putting that in there with MF?
Pussyfoot?
That's a joke.
When I said pussyfoot the other day, Ross got all mad?
He did not.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's weak.
I can say
that's
that, weak. Right, Gary?
Yeah.
Well, snatch you can't say. Unless you're talking about the movie, not the item.
On EEI of all places, you can't say prick. Can't
really?
Call it a prick. It's a great
you
word.
You might not be able to say that here.
Yeah. Can you say that?
The horse is out of the barn on that one.
Let's see. Boomer from Kansas writes in. I'm a big Pats fan ever since Keith Traylor and Dylan went there.
What?
Both played at Coffeyville and Garden City JUCOs here in Kansas. Also, Reggie Nelson from the Jags played at Coffeyville as well. But here's my point. The Pats have had only two 100-yard rushers against them in a game, Willie Parker and McGahee. So there is no way the Jags could win. We will stack eight in the box on first and second down and drop back on third. There is no way they can stop our offense with their secondary. We will win and go on to play in the AFC Championship.
And the only thing I'll say is those rushers came at the end of the year.
Right.
It wasn't like that's back in September, so perhaps something towards the end of the year wasn't working. I don't think the Jags are going to do it, but if you were going to argue against it, you could say that these were recent games where it happened. And plus, Brandon Jacobs ran pretty well against
them. Oh, yeah, very well. But I still find it hard to believe they're going to pound it out. They got to hit some big plays if they're going to do it with Jones-Drew. That little wheel route, of course, I don't expect whoever the safety is for the Pats to do what number 23 on the Steelers
is.
God.
And
stand there flat-footed while he goes down the sideline. That guy should be fired. What's his name again, Tom?
23?
Carter.
Carter.
Yeah.
One of the worst players in the National Football League this year.
Oh, you're talking on the swing pass to Jones-Drew.
Yeah.
He's got him trapped on the sidelines, right. And he takes the fake.
And it's the same guy later, you know, that Garrard jukes out of his shoes.
Really?
And goes by.
30-yard
yeah.
Line.
The worst safety I've ever seen in the league.
And he was taking over
That's
Anthony
a guy that
Smith,
benched Anthony Smith, right?
No, but Smith started the playoff game because this guy was
Did
so
bad. They both suck.
This guy stunk for a while, this Carter. He's been on a couple of different teams.
Tyrone Carter.
Yeah, Tyrone Carter. He stunk for a while.
Brutal play.
Joel and Merrimack, New Hampshire. Yesterday, Paul was asking for someone to pick the Jags. Well, just go to ESPN, and Jeremy Green reiterates that the Jags will win, in fact, beat the Pats. He says that he is not impressed by the Pats being 16-0. not impressed with 16-0. What the F does it take to impress this guy? Scalavino selling a portrait? Green believes that the Jags are going to run the ball down the Pats' throat, thereby keeping Tom and company off the field, thereby bringing to an end the greatest football season by any team ever. That's about as likely as Scalavino showering with Matt Light.
Wow.
Calm down, Eric. Didn't mean to get you worked up. Now, Tom, sorry
did Matt Light get lumped in with you?
I don't know, but see what you think.
If I was going to pick a gay Patriot, I wouldn't have picked Light.
Now, Tom, sorry to bust your bubble, but without T.O.
I'm not saying.
Or without a Hubble, anyway, he thinks the Giants are going to win. But back in the day, when we used to bring on new interns to PFW, we used to tell them that part of the initiation rite is you had to soap up Bruce Armstrong in his shower.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
But it was on a rope, the soap.
I bet you he had huge teats.
Great.
Wait, did anybody read the Jeremy Green thing? Did he really say I'm not impressed by 16-0?
It doesn't impress me.
That's the dumbest thing you could. That's dumber than picking the Jags.
Well, like I said,
I was going to say he's definitely Denny's son. Throwing it out there.
Let's see. John is in his mother's basement. John, how you doing?
I'm still trying to figure out what the other six words are.
You've been in the business.
You've said
them
plenty
enough.
Of times, John.
Yeah. Yeah, but never, on the radio or the internet.
There's all these terrible words, and the one I said is one of the seven. So that means my point is I want to know the seven because there's plenty of dirty words I can be saying.
Right.
That's true. Tom, it's a very good point.
I mean, because if that's one of the seven, give me a break.
Can we do this? Let's come up with the list. Let's post it on the wall in there, and then we'll just speak around them.
But now there's words because of UrbanDictionary.com and all this stuff. There's words that you didn't even know were bad.
Yes. But like taint.
That word's been around forever.
Felgi, do you know what taint is?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know.
I don't either.
We didn't know.
Oh, John.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't tell you.
And we're not even supposed to say it.
It's an area of the male body.
All right. That's it. Thank you. Okay.
That's it.
No, it's
that's
not what you're thinking, though. It's between areas you'd be thinking.
Like, for example, like Blumpkin?
What's that?
Oh God. Geez. It's the greatest thing ever.
What is it?
It's the greatest thing ever.
Off air.
It's the greatest thing you've ever heard.
Off air.
It's the greatest thing you've ever heard. I learned this because in the early days of my radio show, there'd be a guy who'd call in and throw in Blumpkin, throw in
Chode,
Bukkake, throw in things that I'd never heard of, and then I had to learn them. Someone told me what they were. Those shouldn't be swears.
Right.
Why?
Because no one knows what they are.
Well, we clearly got to get with it here. That's just, you know, I'm a little embarrassed here. I got to get with it.
Yeah. We got to get those seven words up somewhere. Gary will put them up.
I agree.
All right, John, what do you got going?
Oh, you know, little of this, little of that. Nothing special today.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, well, we will see you tomorrow. We're going to do our picks, and of course we
wait,
have
wait, wait. Gary is flailing his arms. He would like you to read something he's printing hot off the internet.
He doesn't even want me to read it.
I can't read this on the air.
Is that the definition
it's
of?
The definition of Blumpkin.
Yeah.
The delicately balanced art of getting your penis.
You can't say that!
I can't say.
What are you doing?
All right, I can say penis.
That's going to do it for this edition. We will see you tomorrow on Friday. John, have a good show.
The most unbelievable thing I've ever heard.